It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, with Kamala Harris flailing in the polling data, she is now headed down to the southern border today, part of the most consequential election of our lifetime, which is just 38 days away. The mainstream media will not tell you the truth. We will. Over here at Daily Wire Plus, we cut through the lies and deliver real, unfiltered news every single day. Join us as we fight the left and build the future. DailyWire.com/subscribe. So as we say, the polling data at this point, it remains absolutely conflicting. We have a new poll that is from Bloomberg News and Morning Consult, and it shows her with a solid lead in Pennsylvania, 5% lead. In Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, it says that she has a 3% lead. In North Carolina, it shows a 2% lead for her, and it shows that she is tied in Georgia. The Morning Consult poll tends toward Kamala Harris. It has for quite a while at this point. But the same day that that Morning Consult poll shows her with a durable lead in Arizona of 3 points, there's another poll from Suffolk USA Today that shows Donald Trump up 6 points in Arizona. So that is a 9-point delta. In other words, I have no idea. You have no idea. Nobody has any idea. At this point, this is a jump ball election about as much as it is possible for an election to be a jump ball. And again, Kamala Harris is not a good candidate. Even the New York Times admitted yesterday that that awful interview she did with MSNBC was awful. Now, there are only a couple of reasons why the New York Times would say that. One is they believe that she is so far ahead, that she's doing such an amazing job that they can afford to get on the record that she's not very good at this and thus shore up their credibility. That's possibility number one. You saw that logic apply after the debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, where the entire legacy media, humiliated, decided they had to briefly tell the truth about Joe Biden before going back to sleep. So that's possibility number one. They think that she is durably winning, and so they can afford to kind of ding her. The other possibility is that they are sounding the alarm and getting on record now that she is not very good at this. And I got to say, I think it might be the second. The New York Times yesterday reports, Harris has a lot of strengths. Giving interviews isn't one of them. That's a very nice way of putting that. Name her strengths. What are they? According to Rebecca Davis O'Brien, in her dizzying ascent to the top of the Democratic ticket, Ms. Harris has proved to be a disciplined and effective debater and a tireless campaigner, nimble and energetic in rallies. But one-on-one televised interviews with journalists have long been a weakness in her political arsenal. She often winds her way slowly toward an answer, leaning on jargon and rehearsed turns of phrase, using language that is sometimes derided as word salad, but might be better described as meringue. Well, that's, again, a nice way of putting it that she has no idea what she's talking about literally any of the time. So, with her election basically having reached peak brat and then sort of receding back to the mean, she now is forced to move beyond platitudes and actually go places that are sort of uncomfortable for her. Again, she keeps trying the platitudes. She tweeted out yesterday, quote, I want Americans to be able to save for their child's education, take a nice vacation from time to time, and buy Christmas presents for their loved ones without feeling financial stress. That's what my economic plan will build toward. That's the thing she actually tweeted. And I want world peace. She's the Miss Congeniality of presidential candidates. I'm looking forward to building an economy where everybody has a great time. What is this garbage? So she's headed down to the border today. She's trying to close the gap with Donald Trump on the border issue. When it comes to the economy, she's closed some of the gap that was left by Joe Biden. And part of that is that the Federal Reserve has been lowering those interest rates. Part of it is that we haven't had a sort of full-scale unemployment crisis in the United States. Everybody just feels kind of uncomfortable about the embedded inflation that's happened over the course of the last 3.5 years, the wage declines. But it's not as though the economy is truly in the toilet. We're not talking about like a 2008 level economy here. So because of that, she's been able to disconnect from Joe Biden's policies just enough that she's been able to gain a little bit of ground on the economy, even though she still trails Donald Trump on the economy. Where she really trails is on immigration. And so she is headed down to the border today to try and pretend that she's actually a hardcore border hawk. Not even joking. After presiding over the worst administration in the history of the southern border, she's going to now pretend that she's a border hawk who wants law and order on the border. This administration has let in somewhere between 7 and 10 million illegal immigrants into the country. Just let them willy-nilly into the country. And somehow, she is now going to play the game that she is the tough one on the border. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Prize Picks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out right now. Head on over to the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. According to Politico, VP Harris will make her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border, traveling to the small town of Douglas, Arizona. What she's expected to say while there is a reflection of the political reality she faces. Tough border talk in an attempt to dull Donald Trump's attack on the issue while laying blame for the status quo at his feet. Well, again, good luck with that. The fact is that laying the status quo at his feet ignores the fact she's the current vice president of the United States. I don't know how many times I have to say this. She's the vice president of the United States. Right now, Joe Biden has said over and over and over, she is the last person in the room. He said on The View just 2 days ago that she was delegated power on every issue of this administration. How does she turn around then and claim that Donald Trump is responsible for the border crisis that is entirely the creation of this administration? Apparently, Harris is going to argue that American sovereignty requires setting rules at the border and enforcing them. Oh, you think? That might have been nice to know while you were literally telling Border Patrol that their number one job was facilitating illegal entry into the country. That's what she told them. That's what she and Joe Biden told them. I know because I went down to the border to investigate it. We literally did a ride along with the Border Patrol. And what they showed us is that there was no one staffed at the border. Because the way that it now works is that the Mexican drug cartels are in control of the border. They drive up with truckloads of illegal immigrants. They release them at the border. And then the part of the border I was at, which was an Indian reservation, in an American, Native American reservation in Arizona, there was a literal button you pushed to call for Border Patrol help. They would arrive, you would shout asylum, and then they would take you to a processing facility. And within 72 hours, you were being released into the country. Why were the Mexican drug cartels doing that? Because they understood that if they put a magnet that was a giant group of illegal immigrants there, and the first priority was processing those illegal immigrants, then the Border Patrol, like iron filings to the magnet, would have to go there, leaving the rest of the border completely unoccupied so as to allow for the gigantic scale smuggling of fentanyl, sex trafficking, and other criminal activities across the border. That is Kamala Harris's policy. She's apparently going to call for more resources for Border Patrol agents to do their job. But again, I've spoken with the Border Patrol. The question is not one of resources. The question is one of the legal structures under which they operate. The question is whether they have to immediately treat people who claim asylum as actual asylum possibilities or whether they can turn them away at the border. She's going to propose new detection machines for fentanyl at border entry points. That's not where most of the fentanyl is crossing. The vast majority of fentanyl that is coming into the country is coming in undetected, not through ports of entry. It is coming in across, for example, this Native American reservation at the border between Mexico and Arizona. She apparently will decry Trump's failure as president to address this challenge and his recent efforts to kill bipartisan solutions to it, and say the American people deserve a president who cares more about border security than playing political games. She doesn't care about border security. This is a joke, and we all know it. But again, she's been able to sort of swing the media behind her to push this false narrative. We'll see if that lasts. The thing is, it's all a lie. It's all a lie. The actual ideological predilection of the Democratic Party and of Kamala Harris is the George Soros program that I'm trying to hide anymore. So a couple of years ago, George Soros decided that he was going to hand over the running of the Open Society Foundation, which is his deeply left-wing, really ugly 501c3. It's responsible for the appointment and election of extraordinarily radical DAs in major cities across America, fostering the BLM riots. They're responsible for a bunch of open border policy. The Open Society Foundation has been a blight on the West since its launch. Okay, but George Soros has handed control of that Open Society Foundation over to his son, Alex Soros, who is now married to Huma Abedin, who you remember as the buddy-buddy friend of both Anthony Weiner and his wife and Hillary Clinton. Relationship unspecified. In any case, yesterday, photos were released of Alex Soros with Tim Walz at his apartment overlooking the proletariat. This picture is pretty glorious. It's Alex Soros, who looks exactly like you would think he would look. He looks like he's a namby-pamby tech bro from San Francisco. And he's standing above the New York skyline, showing Tim Walz, who is, again, once again, always in subservient position. He's showing him what it means to be an elite, helping to run the world. I mean, I'm not sure you could possibly create a more conspiratorial-looking photo than this. The supplicant politician, slightly bent, slightly prone toward the scion and heir of the billionaire financier, promoting wild left-wing policy. It really is pretty incredible. Now, again, the Open Society Foundation has spent billions on American politics. Literal billions. Over the course of 3 decades, the Open Society Foundations have spent across the West some $22 billion. An enormous amount of money. According to CNBC back in January 2023, the Open Society Foundation put $140 million into politically charged groups in the buildup to the 2022 midterm elections. So, of course, they're going to Alex Soros for more money. And again, Alex Soros is a big Kamala Harris backer. Soros took this photo with Kamala Harris and tweeted out, as soon as she became the nominee, that he was in support of her. This is a flashback to July. He said, "It's time for us all to unite around Kamala Harris and beat Donald Trump. She is the best and most qualified candidate we have. Long live the American dream." Alex Soros does not know much about the American dream, since he was literally just handed everything he has ever had. Everything. So there they are. Buddy, buddy. Alex Soros and Kamala Harris. Now, whenever you mention Soros, I understand that there is a cadre in the media who have a relationship with Jewishness that, shall we say, is fraught, that suddenly decides that it's anti-Semitic to point out that Alex Soros and George Soros have spent literally billions of dollars on promoting far-left policy across the West. That's just a reality. Okay, that is not anti-Semitic in any way, shape, or form. I feel like I have some of the bona fides to speak to this. Alex Soros pouring money behind the Democrats, having the Democratic candidates come he's not meeting them at a fundraiser, coming to his apartment on bended knee to ask what they can do for him is a pretty impressive show of force by the Alex Soros wing of the party. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, I mean, our politics is ridiculous, but there are serious things happening in the world. Terror attacks continue to persist in Israel. An ongoing war in the north of Israel is about to break out into the open. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews remains on the ground, just as they've been since the war began, constantly evaluating and addressing both urgent and long-term needs. Now, as we approach the one-year anniversary of the October 7th terrorist attacks, a day that should remind everybody of the real evil that exists in the world, the Fellowship is launching a new initiative called Flags of Fellowship. It's an opportunity for us to remember the victims, honor the heroes, pray for those still held hostage, and highlight the unwavering support of Christians for Israel and the Jewish people. On October 6th, Thousands of Americans across the country will plant flags in their churchyards to honor the victims of October 7th. This powerful visual tribute sends a clear message. We remember and we won't forget. Your generous donation today not only provides a flag symbolizing your support, but fuels the fellowship's ongoing emergency efforts in the Holy Land. Don't stay silent. Don't stay on the sidelines. As anti-Semitism spreads like wildfire, Israel needs you now. Visit BenForTheFellowship.org today. That's BenForTheFellowship.org. God bless and thank you. All right, coming up. So what exactly does Alex Soros believe? Well, the most left-wing things that is possible to believe is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Alex Soros, one of the big bankrollers of the Democratic Party, he's as far left as it's possible to be. So what exactly does Alex Soros actually believe? What exactly does he believe? He believes the most left-wing things that is possible for him to believe. So, for example, on immigration, like if we're going to talk about Kamala Harris being some sort of border hawk, we should point out at this point there's a reason the Open Society Foundations are finding a way to support Harris Walls with such alacrity and enthusiasm. For example, November 1st, 2021, this is a press release from the Open Society Foundations. The Open Society Foundations today announced $1.3 million to support frontline organizations working to aid Haitian and black migrants dislocated, detained, and expelled as they sought asylum and safety at the U.S. southern border this fall. This funding will help provide legal services to Haitian asylum seekers arriving at the southwest border and support advocacy to protect their rights. It will further enable black-led organizations to champion more broadly the humane treatment of all black immigrants seeking safety and stability in the United States. And then, of course, the Open Society Foundation, in this press release, promoted the lie that the Border Patrol was whipping Haitian migrants with horse reins, which, of course, was not true. Open society support is an emergency response to an ongoing humanitarian and human rights crisis, including the dehumanizing abuse at the Del Rio Ciudad Acuña International Bridge, where thousands of Haitians had gathered in search of protection and the chance for a better life. U.S. Border Patrol agents met them with violence, some on horseback, wielding the reins on their horses like whips, a grim reminder of the racial oppression marking some of the most shameful chapters of America's past. Alexander Soros said, quote, "The treatment of Haitian migrants at the southern border is unconscionable and a stain on our country's standing across the region and among Black Americans. The damage done by these policies will last long after the headlines fade. These policies must change. Accountability must be served. And the basic dignity and rights of the tired and poor yearning to be free are honored here. We are proud to support organizations working on overdrive to help thousands through this crisis." And again, this is what the Open Society Foundation is. The Open Society Foundation, led by Alex Soros, is a far-left organization. And they do everything from supporting extraordinary COVID-19 lockdowns to supporting open borders to pushing for quote-unquote criminal justice reform, which is designed to defund the police, to push Democratic voting groups, and to push for censorship via social media. Right, that's what the Open Society Foundations do. And those are the people that Kamala Harris is cultivating each and every single day. It's not just Kamala Harris, of course, it's the Biden administration in total. According to the Washington Examiner's Gabe Kaminsky, excellent reporter, Alex Soros has visited Joe Biden's White House at least 24 times since 2021. He has visited 25 times between October 2021 and May 2024. His latest appearance was for a state dinner. The White House visits illustrate how Alex Soros has gained influence in the Biden-Harris administration and likely would continue to have the ear of top officials in a Harris-Walz administration. He was widely photographed attending meetings with Democrats at the DNC in Chicago in August. Of course, so was Huma Abedin. Again, these are the people that have the ear of Kamala Harris. So do you believe that she's going down to the border to shut it down? She's taken money from the most open borders organization in the United States. It's not just, by the way, that they are radically open border. They also happen to, by the way, Alex is even more far leftist than George, probably. But it's not just that they are radically open border. They're also radically anti-Western generally. They've stood in favor of, for example, pretty much every front group for Palestinian terror that exists. The Open Society Foundations have promoted ridiculous left-wing anti-Israel groups like J Street. The Open Society Foundation and the Foundation to Promote an Open Society, which is the same thing, those organizations support the so-called Tides Foundation. The Tides Foundation is then used as a sort of pass-through for anti-Semitic groups like Students for Justice in Palestine. The Open Society organizations also gave money to the Education for Just Peace in the Middle East, the overarching organization for the U.S. campaign for Palestinian rights, which, of course, is another one of these radical pro-Hamas groups. Open Society Foundation has been a thorn in the side of the pro-Israel side for a very long time. So it is no wonder, of course, that the Democratic Party, which has become increasingly anti-Israel and openly anti-Semitic in many ways, that they are seeking the support of somebody like Alex Soros. And it's also no surprise that the White House continues to foster awful policy in the Middle East. Many of the groups that are out there protesting are supported by groups that are in turn supported by people like Alex Soros. That's how the money flows. So when you see protesters who are getting arrested by the cops last night in New York because they're getting violent, understand that this stuff doesn't generally happen for free. Somebody is paying for this. Now, some of it is actually paid for by, like, Iranian front groups. There have been full-scale investigations into that. But some of it is just paid for by left-wing interest groups. People like Alex Soros, if not Alex Soros' groups themselves. Those are the people to whom the Harris-Walz campaign is in hock. And these are the other people that the Alex Soros ideologues are paying. Here, for example, some footage last night of NYPD officers taking on anti-Israel protesters. In this video, you can hear people screaming at the cops, and they're the The people who are attempting to crowd the cops are pretending that they are victims of the police, of course. And then this breaks into some open violence. There's some arrests that are made. Already coming up, protesters take over New York City on behalf of Hamas and Hezbollah, because this is just kind of a normal weeknight in New York now. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the fill of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
we want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Installation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah crazies were out in the streets of New York last night, literally unleashing smoke and marching around with flags of actual honest-to-God terror groups. Whenever you hear from the Kamala Harris campaign that they are moderate in any way, understand the people they are taking money from are not in any way moderate, and they expect something in return. Alex Soros, standing above the New York skyline with Tim Walz in supplicant fashion, is the story of the Harris-Walz campaign. When she goes down to the border and she says that she's pro a strong border, understand the people who are signing her checks are people like Alex Soros who want an open border. It is an actual goal for them to have an open border, ideologically speaking. Now, meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to play its own idiotic part in fostering conflict across the globe. The White House continues to promote the idea that there's going to be a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon that will allow a space for negotiations with Hamas and Hezbollah. First of all, who are you negotiating with? Hezbollah's leadership has been reduced to Hassan Nasrallah in a room alone with a mirror. Hamas's leadership may be dead. Yahya Sinwar has been missing for weeks at this point. Plus, there's been no movement whatsoever from Hezbollah to say we're going to pull back of the Litani River. We're going to pull back north and leave southern Lebanon unoccupied with rockets and missiles aimed at Israeli cities and Israeli civilians. And yet the Biden administration, as always, they just keep shouting ceasefire, ceasefire, ceasefire without any actual plan to achieve anything. The White House pretends to be befuddled. The only thing that is befuddling is why the White House would think that magically saying ceasefire would achieve a ceasefire with terrorists. National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters a lot of care and effort was put into that statement. Remember the statement that we read yesterday on the show, the one that suggested that Israel and Lebanon should both pull back, neglecting the fact Lebanon is not the party to the conflict. Hezbollah is the party to the conflict. It's absurd. We wouldn't have made that statement if we didn't have reason to believe the conversations we were having with the Israelis in particular were supportive of that goal. The statement wasn't just drawn up in a vacuum, said John Kirby. It was done after careful consultation, not only with the countries that signed on to it, but Israel itself. Well, actually, what Israel apparently said is, we'd be willing to sign on to a ceasefire if Nasrallah and Hezbollah do the things that they are supposed to do. The White House then blasted out that statement as though Israel was supportive of a ceasefire without any preconditions. They played this game, as you'll recall, with the Hamas ceasefire negotiations just a few months back. Israel said, listen, if Hamas hands over the hostages, and if they go into exile, and if we retain control over the border between Gaza and Egypt, then we'll talk about a ceasefire. And the Biden administration just cut off the entire statement and just said, they've agreed to a ceasefire. And Israel's like, well, no, we didn't, actually. Those were not the terms. And then they blame Israel. And that's the predicate that's being set up, is Israel is the problem, as always. That, of course, is being promoted by absolute moral clowns like Bernie Sanders, a career useless human being. It is a wonder to me that in the West, people like Bernie Sanders are treated with any level of respect at all. He'd be digging ditches in the Soviet Union if he had his way, until they realized that he was actually useless at digging ditches, and then he would have been gulagged. In any case, Senator Bernie Sanders has now called for a block on all arms sales to Israel. In his statement, he says Israel clearly had the right to respond to Hamas's horrific terrorist attack, but Prime Minister Netanyahu's extremist government has not simply waged war against Hamas. It has waged an all-out war against the Palestinian people. That, of course, is a lie. It is not true. And now he's claiming that Israel's activities against Hezbollah are somehow also bad. This is the shtick. And again, the Biden administration continues to sort of follow this pattern. They're not doing a full-scale arms block because they understand that that would be unpalatable politically. But Kamala Harris has threatened to do these things. Kamala Harris is having talks with pro-Hamas parties in the United States, and they're happening behind closed doors, and you don't know exactly what she is promising. Bill Maher has had it, for what it's worth. And Bill Maher, who is going to vote for Kamala Harris, he's made that clear, does not like Donald Trump. But even Bill Maher on HBO was like, this is ridiculous at this point. How many times can you say Israel has a right to defend itself, and then the minute Israel defends itself, you immediately turn around and tell them not to do it?
Here's what Kamala Harris said this week about what we should do when the war is over. No reoccupation of Gaza. No changing of the territorial lines of Gaza. And an ability to have security in the region for all concerned in a way that we create stability. I feel like if that's what you have to say, don't say anything. Just shut up. I mean, everybody who talks about Israel these days is just so full of... I mean, or just not, you know, I don't want children to die. Duh, who does? None of us want children to die. None of us want this war to go on. But it's not addressing what the problem is. The problem is that one side wants a two-state solution, or at least always did. It's a little more right-wing now. I'm talking about Israel, but that still has been their position. One side never did and still doesn't. One side uses terrorism to get their goals. One side retaliates against terrorism. One side is accused of genocide but doesn't do it. The other side actually would love to do it. People keep saying Israel has the right to defend itself. That's not, and then whenever Israel does, they object to it.
So he is right about all of that. But that is not the position that's taken by the Harris-Walz campaign, and everybody knows that, of course. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is also mirroring the positions of the Open Society Foundation and Alex Soros with regard to Ukraine. Now, again, I'm not claiming that Kamala Harris is being bribed to believe all these things. I'm pointing out that she's aligned with this entire agenda. She is. That's the reason the money is passing hands. So Kamala Harris, the Open Society Foundation, they're all on the same side with regard to Ukraine. It is totally unclear to me exactly what the investment is that George Soros has in Ukraine. And it's always been a very weird issue, Ukraine. It's become left-coded, the issue of Ukraine resisting a Russian invasion. Honestly, I think the reason it became so left-coded is it almost as a response to what happened in the United States with Russiagate. At the right, because they were so pissed off at Russiagate, was like, well, is Russia that bad? And the left, because they were so pissed off at Russia, because they think that Russia stole the 2016 election, decided that they were finally going to become anti-Russian. But I'm old enough to remember when it was Barack Obama who was making kiss moves toward Vladimir Putin and his allies. So it's all very puzzling. However, for whatever reason, Ukraine has become a left-coded issue in the United States and abroad. And because of that, Kamala Harris is out there actively campaigning using Vladimir Zelensky. This is an amazing thing. It really is. Anyway, Kamala Harris decides that she is going to do a campaign event because everything is now a campaign event. She's the one running for president. So she does a campaign event with Vladimir Zelensky in which she uses the opportunity to meet with Zelensky to basically say that Donald Trump cannot be elected president of the United States, which is pretty incredible. So she starts off by saying that she's going to continue to stand with Ukraine. Again, the administration standing with Ukraine has meant slow walking aid sufficient to prevent the full scale takeover of Kyiv, but certainly not enough to push the Russians to the table, apparently. Here is Kamala Harris.
As I have made clear on our six previous meetings and throughout Putin's brutal aggression and war against Ukraine, my support for the people of Ukraine is unwavering. I've been proud to stand with Ukraine. I will continue to stand with Ukraine. And I will work to ensure Ukraine prevails in this war.
Now, of course, she didn't stop there. She then went on to obliquely smack Trump and Vance while standing next to Zelensky. Now, honestly, I got to feel a little bad for Zelensky. Zelensky is the leader of a country that is currently under assault from a predator country. Okay, Russia is the predator in Ukraine. Whatever you think the rationale for the war was, I'm not sure whether you think that it's reasonable for Vladimir Putin to simply walk into Kyiv or not. I think very few people believe that in reality, that Vladimir Putin is the good guy in this particular conflict. So if you're Vladimir Zelensky and you're leading a besieged country, now with all of the flaws of his leadership and all of the problems with the measures that he's taken, and you're basically being forced by the current administration to do campaign events for the vice president, I fail to see how this is in any way different from what Donald Trump was impeached over. Truly, Donald Trump was supposedly impeached for forcing Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, to do campaign activities by targeting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in Ukraine in order to receive aid. This is even more direct. This is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden flying Vladimir Zelensky in so she can do campaign events where she rips her political opponent standing next to Vladimir Zelensky. And the tacit threat is obvious, which is if you don't do this, then we will look askance at your own efforts. Right? You want to do us a solid? Wink, wink. You're going to have to show up and you're going to have to do what Kamala Harris needs you to do. Now, normally, a foreign leader in a time of war tries to appeal to both sides. It may fail. Bibi Netanyahu has tried to appeal to Democrats and Republicans. Some Democrats are up for it. Many Democrats are not. But he at least attempts. Zelensky is trying to do the same thing. He's actually going to meet with Donald Trump. Despite all of their various problems between one another, Zelensky is apparently meeting directly with Trump. But that's not what Harris is doing. Harris and the White House, Harris and Biden, are bringing in Vladimir Zelensky to the White House to do a campaign event for Kamala Harris. And this clip makes that clear. She's literally standing next to Zelensky, who's only there to obtain more aid from the United States to continue the war. And she is using him as a prop, as a human prop, in order to suggest that her political opponent wants Russia to win.
There are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory, who would demand that Ukraine accept neutrality and would require Ukraine to forego security relationships with other nations. These proposals are the same of those of Putin. And let us be clear, they are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender, which is dangerous and unacceptable.
And Zelensky is standing there trying, you know, not to react because he understands that Donald Trump may very well be the president, and that's the person who he's going to have to deal with. Really disgusting stuff. If this were a Republican vice president running for president, impeachable stuff, perhaps. But don't worry. The White House says the real problem here is that Republicans are pouncing. It's that you're politicizing the thing that we're politicizing. We politicized the thing, and now you're noticing, which is politicization. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre, world's worst press secretary, explaining it's a political stunt to investigate Vladimir Zelensky's visit to the swing state of Pennsylvania to go to a munitions factory to hang out with Kamala Harris surrogate Josh Shapiro.
I would encourage, we would encourage the House Republicans to drop this. This is a political stunt. They need to drop this. And anything else, I think I gave a lot here, good layout of how this all occurred, but anything else specific, I would certainly refer you to DOD.
Ridiculous people. Ridiculous, ridiculous people. It has nothing to do with politics. You just ended up in a swing state in the final weeks of an election, touring with Josh Shapiro. Weird how that worked. Super duper duper weird. Meanwhile, by the way, Trump is going to visit with Zelensky today. It's their first meeting since 2019. He said that in a news conference. Apparently, Zelensky confirmed the meeting as well. Trump, for what it's worth, has not said that he's going to withdraw aid from Ukraine. He has not. J.D. Vance has said things like that, but Trump has not said anything like that. Trump has actually made the case pretty obviously that he's going to continue to aid Ukraine sufficient to get Russia to the table, even if he wants Russia to come to the table with a better deal for Russia than, say, Zelensky wants. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Prize Picks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out. Right now, head on over to the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. All right, coming up, remember that guy Joe Biden? He's still president, and he's still terrible. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is still president, and he's still awful. You remember Joe Biden. He's the president of the United States. It is amazing to me that we've totally forgotten about this. I'll never get over this. I'll never get over the fact that because the Democratic Party wanted to forget that he is the president while simultaneously keeping him in place so that she's not the president, everybody just went along with it. Everybody just forgot that this dead person is the president of the United States. The most powerful person on earth is a walking corpse, and everyone is just treating that as normal. It's totally insane. I understand it's all about the campaign. Republicans are focused on Kamala, and Kamala is focused on separating off from Biden. But this guy's still the president. So Joe Biden yesterday, he did some sort of presser about gun violence. And this is one of his favorite topics to be totally wrong on. So he trotted out many of his favorite lies. He suggested that back at the time of the revolution, it wasn't an unlimited right to have arms. No one could own a cannon. Well, actually, you could, because he doesn't understand how the Second Amendment was supposed to work in the first place. And then he just lied some more. So he suggested that Secretary Vance, that would be Senator Vance, he's not Secretary of anything, Senator Vance, he said that J.D. Vance suggested school shootings are facts of life. This is a lie. This is a lie. J.D. Vance suggested that school shootings have become a fact of life that needs to change. So the opposite of what Joe Biden is suggesting here. But honest to God, every time you look at Joe Biden, he looks about half a second of development of that last scene of Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. And he's actively aging before our eyes into a skeleton. When he leaves office, he's just going to be a skeleton that crumbles. He's not actually going to leave. They're just going to scoop him up off the floor. Here we go.
I'm going to be very blunt.
Secretary Vance of Ohio has called these shootings facts of life. Who the hell do these people think they are?
Oh, I guess someone had a tenant peek think about time to sign. Who is who do they think they are?
Where's the fact check? Where's Daniel Dale on this one? Over at CNN. Gone? Yeah, I figured. Also, he then did his usual routine. I can't imagine why they replaced him on the ticket. Then he did his usual routine. He tried to trot out Bo Biden's death from brain cancer as somehow akin to gun violence or something. He's so awful. He really is. I mean, I think it's easy to forget how awful he is because he's no longer relevant to our electoral conversation. He's truly an awful man and an awful president. I've been to a lot of Shiva houses. Okay, Shiva houses are places you go when somebody has died. It's a house of mourning. When you go there, you know what people who have had people close to them die don't want to hear? About your experiences with how rough your life is when you lost somebody. They don't actually want to hear that. They want you to sit and listen. But every time Joe Biden meets somebody whose family member has died, in any circumstance whatsoever, he starts jabbering about how it's just like Bo. And I got to tell you, it's at a certain point, I don't think that it's sincere. I don't think it's been sincere for quite a while. He treats it like any other campaign line at this point. Here it is.
I know from experience of other losses that this is bittersweet. We want us to be doing this, but it brings back the very moment it happened, no matter how long since it's occurred. You're here and you remember. Remember the first time you heard my son, my daughter, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, somebody you lost. I know the feeling in a different context, and it's heartbreaking. So thank you for the courage to be here. I know the intensity of your feelings, but thank you because it really does require to relive the moment it occurred. And that's tough.
Oh, man. I can't imagine why they defenestrated this guy. Can't imagine at all. Okay. In other news, Eric Adams, it turns out the charges against him are quite severe. The charges are all about him taking about $100,000 in secret benefits, including free flights on a Turkish airline and luxury hotel stays for about a decade. According to the Wall Street Journal, he tried to cover up the perks, including by creating fake paper trails and deleting messages with staffers involved in conduct. The prosecutor said he faces 5 felony counts, including for bribery, fraud, and soliciting a contribution by a foreign national. Well, the DA in this case, Damian Williams, U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, he said it was a multi-year scheme to buy favor with a single New York City politician on the rise, Eric Adams. Here was the U.S. attorney explaining.
But as we allege, year after year after year, he kept the public in the dark. He told the public he received no gifts, even though he was secretly being showered with them.
Now, obviously, the real problem here is that Eric Adams did it the wrong way. If you're going to do it the right way, you have your son go to foreign countries and shower him with, like, millions and millions of dollars. And then you have him pay half your family's bills, according to his text messages. And that is totally untraceable and uncoverable. And nobody notices. And it's all fine. And you're the president of the United States right now. So he just did it wrong, Eric Adams. He did it the dumb way. Now, the reality is I do wonder about the valuation of these gifts. And they were suggesting that he was staying at hotels in Turkey that cost like tens of thousands of dollars a night. Are there tons of hotels in Turkey that cost tens of thousands of dollars a night? Eric Adams makes the case this is a targeted prosecution, that basically he's being singled out. And two things can be true at once. One, he could have engaged in some bribery, some light bribery. And two, it's also true that probably half the politicians in America have engaged in precisely the same thing. Here's Eric Adams.
I think you need to ask the federal prosecutors who gave the directive and the orders. I don't know. But we should ask them who gave the directive and orders that we're going to take on and create this group of lies. They have the answer to that question.
Apparently, at the request of a Turkish official who helped provide luxury travel, Adams in 2021 helped facilitate the opening of a 36-story Turkish consular building without a fire inspection. Well, that's a biggie. He also stopped associating with a community center affiliated with a political movement that was hostile to the Turkish government. Apparently, the relationship with Turkish officials dates back to 2015, when he took 2 official trips to the country that were paid for by the Turkish consulate and others. Unlike subsequent travel by Adams, both of those trips were properly reported in mandatory financial disclosure forms as an elected city official. and he enjoyed free perks and at least 7 trips overseas, according to prosecutors. He accepted 3 free business class tickets and a heavily discounted stay at the Bentley Suite at the St. Regis Istanbul. Apparently, he'd fly the Turkish airline because of the free tickets, even when it wasn't convenient. I mean, this is a dirty secret about politicians. Very often, the corruption is, in fact, penny-ante stuff. Like, truly penny-ante. Which is why it's so breathtaking what Joe Biden did with Hunter Biden. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. High water rescues are underway. Damage and deaths in parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas from Hurricane Helene.
Authorities say at least 24 deaths are confirmed, and there are fears more people could have drowned in flooded homes. Georgia's governor, Brian Kemp, heard on WSB-TV, says the Valdosta area was hard hit.
115 structures that are heavily damaged that we know there are multiple people trapped inside.
Nearby, Rhonda Bell says a falling tree took out half her home.
I just felt the house shake.
Many roads in southern Georgia remain impassable. There are power outages and about a dozen deaths reported, including that of a first responder. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Videographer Stephen Smith reports there's extensive water and wind damage in Florida's Dixie County along the northeast edge of the Gulf Coast.
A lot of the coastal communities north of Tampa are just inundated. There's certain areas that we can't even get in because they are still doing search and rescue missions. But on my drive in from Crawfordville to Dixie County, I had seen a number of power poles pushed over, a number of trees snapped in half, debris in the road.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has reached at least 44 now across 4 states. Also at townhall.com, former President Donald Trump tells a group of manufacturers in Michigan that President Biden could easily close the border if he wanted to.
Get this guy to sign a little dot. You sign right over the little dots. And you sign your name, Joe Biden. And you say on it to Border Patrol, close the border. And they close the border. That's what I do.
You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
From the best-selling author of Wonder and the creators of Jesus Revolution comes White Bird.
I'm sure your father has told you stories about when I was a young girl.
Hope can lift you.
You stay with us, okay?
Courage can save you.
You're the greatest person I've ever met.
Love can free you.
When kindness can cost you your life, it becomes like a miracle.
From the director of Finding Neverland, White Bird. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 4th. Tickets and showtimes at whitebird.movie.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our compact everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Iranian operatives charged with hacking Donald Trump's presidential campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the criminal charges which accused 3 members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard of hacking the Trump campaign, sending stolen information to media organizations, and trying to disrupt the November 5th election. Garland said U.S. officials have seen increasingly aggressive Iranian cyber activity during this election cycle. Iran dismissed the accusations as baseless. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure provided the latest sign that the price pressures are easing, a trend that's expected to fuel further Fed interest rate cuts. Prices rose just 0.1% from July to August, down from the previous month at 0.2% increase. Compared with a year earlier, inflation fell to 2.2%, down from 2.5% the previous month and barely above the Fed's target. Breaking news at townhall.com. Death row inmates in 5 states have been put to death in the span of just 1 week.
This was the first time in more than 20 years that 5 executions have been held in 7 days.
The unusually high number defies a years-long trend of decline in both the use and support of the death penalty in the U.S. The fourth execution occurred Thursday in Oklahoma, and the fifth took place later Thursday in Alabama. With the execution in Alabama, the U.S. has reached 1,600 executions since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976. John Scott reporting.
Maggie Smith, who won an Oscar for Best Actress in the 1969 film The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie and won new fans in the 21st century, has died. She was frequently rated as the preeminent British female performer of a generation that included Vanessa Redgrave and Judi Dench. Smith added a supporting actress role for California Suite in 1978. Dame Maggie Smith, dead at 89. Town Hall.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, with Kamala Harris flailing in the polling data, she is now headed down to the southern border today, part of the most consequential election of our lifetime, which is just 38 days away. The mainstream media will not tell you the truth. We will. Over here at Daily Wire Plus, we cut through the lies and deliver real, unfiltered news every single day. Join us as we fight the left and build the future. DailyWire.com/subscribe. So as we say, the polling data at this point, it remains absolutely conflicting. We have a new poll. That is from Bloomberg News and Morning Consult, and it shows her with a solid lead in Pennsylvania, 5% lead, in Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona. It says that she has a 3% lead. In North Carolina, it shows a 2% lead for her, and it shows that she is tied in Georgia. The Morning Consult poll tends toward Kamala Harris. It has for quite a while at this point, but the same day that that Morning Consult poll shows her with a durable lead in Arizona of 3 points, there's another poll from Suffolk USA Today that shows Donald Trump up 6 points in Arizona. So that is a 9-point delta. In other words, I have no idea. You have no idea. Nobody has any idea. At this point, this is a jump ball election, about as much as it is possible for an election to be a jump ball. And again, Kamala Harris is not a good candidate. Even the New York Times admitted yesterday that that awful interview she did with MSNBC was awful. Now, there are only a couple of reasons why the New York Times would say that. One is they believe that she is so far ahead, that she's doing such an amazing job that they can afford to get on the record that she's not very good at this and thus shore up their credibility. That's possibility number one. You saw that logic apply after the debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, where the entire legacy media, humiliated, decided they had to briefly tell the truth about Joe Biden before going back to sleep. So that's possibility number one. They think that she is durably winning, and so they can afford to kind of ding her. The other possibility is that they are sounding the alarm and getting on record now that she is not very good at this. And I got to say, I think it might be the second. The New York Times yesterday reports Harris has a lot of strengths. Giving interviews isn't one of them. That's a very nice way of putting that. Name her strengths. What are they? According to Rebecca Davis O'Brien, in her dizzying ascent to the top of the Democratic ticket, Ms. Harris has proved to be a disciplined and effective debater and a tireless campaigner, nimble and energetic in rallies. But one-on-one televised interviews with journalists have long been a weakness in her political arsenal. She often winds her way slowly toward an answer, leaning on jargon and rehearsed turns of phrase, using language that is sometimes derided as word salad, but might be better described as meringue. Well, that's, again, a nice way of putting it that she has no idea what she's talking about literally any of the time. So, with her election basically having reached peak brat and then sort of receding back to the mean, she now is forced to move beyond platitudes and actually go places that are sort of uncomfortable for her. Again, she keeps trying the platitudes. She tweeted out yesterday, quote, "I want Americans to be able to save for their child's education, take a nice vacation from time to time, and buy Christmas presents for their loved ones without feeling financial stress. That's what my economic plan will build toward. That's the thing she actually tweeted. And I want world peace. She's the Miss Congeniality of presidential candidates. I'm looking forward to building an economy where everybody has a great time. What is this garbage? So she's headed down to the border today. She's trying to close the gap with Donald Trump on the border issue. When it comes to the economy, she's closed some of the gap that was left by Joe Biden. And part of that is that the Federal Reserve has been lowering those interest rates. Part of it is that we haven't had a sort of full-scale unemployment crisis in the United States. Everybody just feels kind of uncomfortable about the embedded inflation that's happened over the course of the last 3.5 years, the wage declines. But it's not as though the economy is truly in the toilet. We're not talking about like a 2008-level economy here. So because of that, she's been able to disconnect from Joe Biden's policies just enough that she's been able to gain a little bit of ground on the economy, even though she still trails Donald Trump on the economy. Where she really trails is on immigration. And so she is headed down to the border today to try and pretend that she's actually a hardcore border hawk. Not even joking. After presiding over the worst administration in the history of the southern border, she's going to now pretend that she's a border hawk who wants law and order on the border. This administration has let in somewhere between 7 and 10 million illegal immigrants into the country. Just let them willy-nilly into the country. And somehow she is now going to play the game that she is the tough one on the border. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Prize Picks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out right now. Head on over to the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. According to Politico, VP Harris will make her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border, traveling to the small town of Douglas, Arizona. What she's expected to say while there is a reflection of the political reality she faces. Tough border talk in an attempt to dull Donald Trump's attack on the issue while laying blame for the status quo at his feet. Well, again, good luck with that. The fact is that laying the status quo at his feet ignores the fact she's the current vice president of the United States. I don't know how many times I have to say this. She's the vice president of the United States. Right now, Joe Biden has said over and over and over, she is the last person in the room. He said on The View just 2 days ago that she was delegated power on every issue of this administration. How does she turn around then and claim that Donald Trump is responsible for the border crisis that is entirely the creation of this administration? Apparently, Harris is going to argue that American sovereignty requires setting rules at the border and enforcing them. Oh, you think? That might have been nice to know while you were literally telling Border Patrol that their number one job was facilitating illegal entry into the country. That's what she told them. That's what she and Joe Biden told them. I know, because I went down to the border to investigate it. We literally did a ride-along with the Border Patrol. And what they showed us is that there was no one staffed at the border. Because the way that it now works is that the Mexican drug cartels are in control of the border. They drive up with truckloads of illegal immigrants. They release them at the border. And then the part of the border I was at, which was an Indian reservation, Native American reservation in Arizona, there was a literal button you pushed to call for Border Patrol help. They would arrive, you would shout asylum, and then they would take you to a processing facility. And within 72 hours, you were being released into the country. Why were the Mexican drug cartels doing that? Because they understood that if they put a magnet that was a giant group of illegal immigrants there, and the first priority was processing those illegal immigrants, then the Border Patrol, like iron filings to the magnet, would have to go there, leaving the rest of the border completely unoccupied so as to allow for the gigantic scale smuggling of fentanyl, sex trafficking, and other criminal activities across the border. That is Kamala Harris's policy. She's apparently going to call for more resources for Border Patrol agents to do their job. But again, I've spoken with the Border Patrol. The question is not one of resources. The question is one of the legal structures under which they operate. The question is whether they have to immediately treat people who claim asylum as actual asylum possibilities, or whether they can turn them away at the border. She's going to propose new detection machines for fentanyl at border entry points. That's not where most of the fentanyl is crossing. The vast majority of fentanyl that is coming into the country is coming in undetected, not through ports of entry. It is coming in across, for example, this Native American reservation at the border between Mexico and Arizona. She apparently will decry Trump's failure as president to address this challenge and his recent efforts to kill bipartisan solutions to it, and say the American people deserve a president who cares more about border security than playing political games. She doesn't care about border security. This is a joke, and we all know it. But, again, she's been able to sort of swing the media behind her to push this false narrative. We'll see if that lasts. The thing is, it's all a lie. It's all a lie. The actual ideological predilection of the Democratic Party and of Kamala Harris is the George Soros program that I'm trying to hide anymore. So a couple of years ago, George Soros decided that he was going to hand over the running of the Open Society Foundation, which is his deeply left-wing, really ugly 501c3. It's responsible for the appointment and election of extraordinarily radical DAs in major cities across America, fostering the BLM riots. They're responsible for a bunch of open border policy. The Open Society Foundation has been a blight on the West since its launch. Okay, but George Soros has handed control of that Open Society Foundation over to his son, Alex Soros, who is now married to Huma Abedin, who you remember as the buddy-buddy friend of both Anthony Weiner and his wife and Hillary Clinton. Relationship unspecified. In any case, yesterday, photos were released of Alex Soros with Tim Walz at his apartment overlooking the proletariat. This picture is pretty glorious. It's Alex Soros, who looks exactly like you would think he would look. He looks like he's a namby-pamby tech bro from San Francisco. And he's standing above the New York skyline, showing Tim Walz, who is, again, once again, always in subservient position. He's showing him what it means to be an elite, helping to run the world. I mean, I'm not sure you could possibly create a more conspiratorial-looking photo than this. The supplicant politician, slightly bent, slightly prone toward the scion and heir of the billionaire financier, promoting wild left-wing policy. It really is pretty incredible. Now, again, the Open Society Foundation has spent billions on American politics. Literal billions. Over the course of three decades, the Open Society Foundations have spent, across the West, some $22 billion. An enormous amount of money. According to CNBC back in January 2023, the Open Society Foundation put $140 million into politically charged groups in the buildup to the 2022 midterm elections. So, of course, they're going to Alex Soros for more money. And again, Alex Soros is a big Kamala Harris backer. Soros took this photo with Kamala Harris and tweeted out, as soon as she became the nominee, that he was in support of her. This is a flashback to July. He said, "It's time for us all to unite around Kamala Harris and beat Donald Trump. She is the best and most qualified candidate we have. Long live the American dream." Alex Soros does not know much about the American dream, since he was literally just handed everything he has ever had. Everything. So there they are. Buddy, buddy. Alex Soros and Kamala Harris. Now, whenever you mention Soros, I understand that there is a cadre in the media who have a relationship with Jewishness that, shall we say, is fraught, that suddenly decides that it's anti-Semitic to point out that Alex Soros and George Soros have spent literally billions of dollars on promoting far-left policy across the West. That's just a reality. Okay, that is not anti-Semitic in any way, shape, or form. I feel like I have some of the bona fides to speak to this. Alex Soros pouring money behind the Democrats, having the Democratic candidates come not to, he's not meeting them at a fundraiser, coming to his apartment on bended knee to ask what they can do for him, is a pretty impressive show of force by the Alex Soros wing of the party. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, I mean, our politics is ridiculous, but there are serious things happening in the world. Terror attacks continue to persist in Israel. An ongoing war in the north of Israel is about to break out into the open. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews remains on the ground, just as they've been since the war began, constantly evaluating and addressing both urgent and long-term needs. Now, as we approach the one-year anniversary of the October 7th terrorist attacks, a day that should remind everybody of the real evil that exists in the world, the Fellowship is launching a new initiative called Flags of Fellowship. It's an opportunity for us to remember the victims, honor the heroes, pray for those still held hostage, and highlight the unwavering support of Christians for Israel and the Jewish people. On October 6th, thousands of Americans across the country will plant flags in their churchyards to honor the victims of October 7th. This powerful visual tribute sends a clear message: we remember and we won't forget. Your generous donation today not only provides a flag symbolizing your support, but fuels the Fellowship's ongoing emergency efforts in the Holy Land. Don't stay silent. Don't stay on the sidelines. As anti-Semitism spreads like wildfire, Israel needs you now. Visit BenForTheFellowship.org today. That's BenForTheFellowship.org. God bless and thank you. All right, coming up. So what exactly does Alex Soros believe? Well, the most left-wing things that is possible to believe is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Alex Soros, one of the big bankrollers of the Democratic Party, he's as far left as it's possible to be. So what exactly does Alex Soros actually believe? What exactly does he believe? He believes the most left-wing things that is possible for him to believe. So, for example, on immigration, like if we're going to talk about Kamala Harris being some sort of border hawk, we should point out at this point there's a reason the Open Society Foundations are finding a way to support Harris walls with such alacrity and enthusiasm. For example, November 1st, 2021. This is a press release from the Open Society Foundations. The Open Society Foundations today announced $1.3 million to support frontline organizations working to aid Haitian and black migrants dislocated, detained, and expelled as they sought asylum and safety at the U.S. southern border this fall. This funding will help provide legal services to Haitian asylum seekers arriving at the southwest border and support advocacy to protect their rights. It will further enable black-led organizations to champion more broadly the humane treatment of all black immigrants seeking safety and stability in the United States. And then, of course, the Open Society Foundation, in this press release, promoted the lie that the Border Patrol was whipping Haitian migrants with horse reins, which, of course, was not true. Open Society support is an emergency response to an ongoing humanitarian and human rights crisis, including the dehumanizing abuse at the Del Rio Ciudad Acuña International Bridge, where thousands of Haitians had gathered in search of protection and the chance for a better life. U.S. Border Patrol agents met them with violence, some on horseback, wielding the reins on their horses like whips, a grim reminder of the racial oppression marking some of the most shameful chapters of America's past. Alexander Soros said, quote, "The treatment of Haitian migrants at the southern border is unconscionable and a stain on our country's standing across the region and among black Americans. The damage done by these policies will last long after the headlines fade. These policies must change. Accountability must be served. And the basic dignity and rights of the tired and poor yearning to be free are honored here. We are proud to support organizations working on overdrive to help thousands through this crisis." And again, this is what the Open Society Foundation is. The Open Society Foundation, led by Alex Soros, is a far-left organization. And they do everything from supporting extraordinary COVID-19 lockdowns to supporting open borders to pushing for quote-unquote criminal justice reform, which is designed to defund the police, to push Democratic voting groups, and to push for censorship via social media. Right, that's what the Open Society Foundations do. And those are the people that Kamala Harris is cultivating each and every single day. It's not just Kamala Harris, of course, it's the Biden administration in total. According to the Washington Examiner's Gabe Kaminsky, excellent reporter, Alex Soros has visited Joe Biden's White House at least 24 times since 2021. He has visited 25 times between October 2021 and May 2024. His latest appearance was for a state dinner. The White House visits illustrate how Alex Soros has gained influence in the Biden-Harris administration and likely would continue to have the ear of top officials in a Harris-Walz administration. He was widely photographed attending meetings with Democrats at the DNC in Chicago in August. Of course, so was Huma Abedin. Again, these are the people that have the ear of Kamala Harris. So do you believe that she's going down to the border to shut it down? She's taking money from the most open borders organization in the United States. It's not just, by the way, that they are radically open border. They also happen to, by the way, Alex is even more far leftist than George, probably. But it's not just that they are radically open border. They're also radically anti-Western generally. They've stood in favor of, for example, pretty much every front group for Palestinian terror that exists. The Open Society Foundations have promoted ridiculous left-wing anti-Israel groups like J Street. The Open Society Foundation and the Foundation to Promote an Open Society, which is the same thing, those organizations support the so-called Tides Foundation. The Tides Foundation is then used as a sort of pass-through for anti-Semitic groups like Students for Justice in Palestine. The Open Society organizations also gave money to the Education for Just Peace in the Middle East, the overarching organization for the U.S. campaign for Palestinian rights, which, of course, is another one of these radical pro-Hamas groups. Open Society Foundation has been a thorn in the side of the pro-Israel side for a very long time. So it is no wonder, of course, that the Democratic Party, which has become increasingly anti-Israel and openly anti-Semitic in many ways, that they are seeking the support of somebody like Alex Soros. And it's also no surprise that the White House continues to foster awful policy in the Middle East. Many of the groups that are out there protesting are supported by groups that are in turn supported by people like Alex Soros. That's how the money flows. So when you see protesters who are getting arrested by the cops last night in New York because they're getting violent, understand that this stuff doesn't generally happen for free. Somebody is paying for this. Now, some of it is actually paid for by, like, Iranian front groups. There have been full-scale investigations into that. But some of it is just paid for by left-wing interest groups. People like Alex Soros, if not Alex Soros' groups themselves. Those are the people to whom the Harris-Walz campaign is in hock. And these are the other people that the Alex Soros ideologues are paying. Here, for example, some footage last night of NYPD officers taking on anti-Israel protesters. In this video, you can hear people screaming at the cops, and they're the people who are attempting to crowd the cops are pretending that they are victims of the police, of course. And then this breaks into some open violence. There's some arrests that are made. Already coming up, protesters take over New York City on behalf of Hamas and Hezbollah, because this is just kind of a normal weeknight in New York now. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th. It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Installation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah crazies were out in the streets of New York last night, literally unleashing smoke and marching around with flags of actual honest-to-God terror groups. Whenever you hear from the Kamala Harris campaign that they are moderate in any way, understand the people they are taking money from are not in any way moderate, and they expect something in return. Alex Soros, standing above the New York skyline with Tim Walz in supplicant fashion, is the story of the Harris-Walz campaign. When she goes down to the border and she says that she's pro a strong border, understand the people who are signing her checks are people like Alex Soros, who want an open border. It is an actual goal for them to have an open border, ideologically speaking. Now, meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to play its own idiotic part in fostering conflict across the globe. The White House continues to promote the idea that there's going to be a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon that will allow a space for negotiations with Hamas and Hezbollah. First of all, who are you negotiating with? Hezbollah's leadership has been reduced to Hassan Nasrallah in a room alone with a mirror. Hamas's leadership may be dead. Yahya Sinwar has been missing for weeks at this point. Plus, there's been no movement whatsoever from Hezbollah to say we're going to pull back of the Litani River. We're going to pull back north and leave southern Lebanon unoccupied with rockets and missiles aimed at Israeli cities and Israeli civilians. And yet the Biden administration, as always, they just keep shouting ceasefire, ceasefire, ceasefire without any actual plan to achieve anything. The White House pretends to be befuddled. The only thing that is befuddling is why the White House would think that magically saying ceasefire would achieve a ceasefire with terrorists. National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters a lot of care and effort was put into that statement. Remember the statement that we read yesterday on the show, the one that suggested that Israel and Lebanon should both pull back, neglecting the fact Lebanon is not the party to the conflict. Hezbollah is the party to the conflict. It's absurd. We wouldn't have made that statement if we didn't have reason to believe the conversations we were having with the Israelis in particular were supportive of that goal. The statement wasn't just drawn up in a vacuum, said John Kirby. It was done after careful consultation, not only with the countries that signed on to it, but Israel itself. Well, actually, what Israel apparently said is we'd be willing to sign on to a ceasefire if Nasrallah and Hezbollah do the things that they are supposed to do. The White House then blasted out that statement as though Israel was supportive of a ceasefire without any preconditions. They played this game, as you'll recall, with the Hamas ceasefire negotiations just a few months back. Israel said, listen, if Hamas hands over the hostages, and if they go into exile, and if we retain control over the border between Gaza and Egypt, then we'll talk about a ceasefire. And the Biden administration just cut off the entire statement and just said they've agreed to a ceasefire. And Israel's like, well, no, we didn't, actually. Those were not the terms. And then they blame Israel. And that's the predicate that's being set up, is Israel is the problem, as always. That, of course, is being promoted by absolute moral clowns like Bernie Sanders, a career useless human being. It is a wonder to me that in the West, people like Bernie Sanders are treated with any level of respect at all. He'd be digging ditches in the Soviet Union if he had his way, until they realized that he was actually useless at digging ditches, and then he would have been gulagged. In any case, Senator Bernie Sanders has now called for a block on all arms sales to Israel. In his statement, he says Israel clearly had the right to respond to Hamas's horrific terrorist attack, but Prime Minister Netanyahu's extremist government has not simply waged war against Hamas. It has waged an all-out war against the Palestinian people. That, of course, is a lie. It is not true. And now he's claiming that Israel's activities against Hezbollah are somehow also bad. This is the shtick. And again, the Biden administration continues to sort of follow this pattern. They're not doing a full-scale arms block because they understand that that would be unpalatable politically. But Kamala Harris has threatened to do these things. Kamala Harris is having talks with pro-Hamas parties in the United States, and they're happening behind closed doors, and you don't know exactly what she is promising. Bill Maher has had it, for what it's worth. And Bill Maher, who is going to vote for Kamala Harris, he's made that clear, does not like Donald Trump. But even Bill Maher on HBO was like, this is ridiculous at this point. How many times can you say Israel has a right to defend itself, and then the minute Israel defends itself, you immediately turn around and tell them not to do it?
Here's what Kamala Harris said this week about what we should do when the war is over. No reoccupation of Gaza. No changing of the territorial lines of Gaza. And an ability to have security in the region for all concerned in a way that we create stability. I feel like if that's what you have to say, don't say anything. Just shut up. I mean, everybody who talks about Israel these days is just so full of... I mean, or just not, you know, I don't want children to die. Duh, who does? None of us want children to die. None of us want this war to go on. But it's not addressing what the problem is. The problem is that one side wants a two-state solution, or at least always did. It's a little more right-wing now. I'm talking about Israel, but that still has been their position. One side never did and still doesn't. One side uses terrorism to get their goals. One side retaliates against terrorism. One side is accused of genocide but doesn't do it. The other side actually would love to do it. People keep saying Israel has the right to defend itself. That's not, and then whenever Israel does, they object to it.
Okay, so he is right about all of that. But that is not the position that's taken by the Harris-Walls campaign, and everybody knows that, of course. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is also mirroring the positions of the Open Society Foundation and Alex Soros with regard to Ukraine. Now, again, I'm not claiming that Kamala Harris is being bribed to believe all these things. I'm pointing out that she's aligned with this entire agenda. She is. That's the reason the money is passing hands. So, Kamala Harris, the Open Society Foundation, they're all on the same side with regard to Ukraine. It is totally unclear to me exactly what the investment is that George Soros has in Ukraine. And it's always been a very weird issue, Ukraine. It's become left-coded, the issue of Ukraine resisting a Russian invasion. Honestly, I think the reason it became so left-coded is it almost as a response to what happened in the United States with Russiagate. At the right, because they were so pissed off at Russiagate, was like, well, is Russia that bad? And the left, because they were so pissed off at Russia, because they think that Russia stole the 2016 election, decided that they were finally going to become anti-Russian. But I'm old enough to remember when it was Barack Obama who was making kiss moves toward Vladimir Putin and his allies. So it's all very puzzling. However, for whatever reason, Ukraine has become a left-coded issue in the United States and abroad. And because of that, Kamala Harris is out there actively campaigning using Vladimir Zelensky. This is an amazing thing. It really is. Anyway, Kamala Harris decides that she is going to do a campaign event because everything is now a campaign event. She's the one running for president. So she does a campaign event with Vladimir Zelensky in which she uses the opportunity to meet with Zelensky to basically say that Donald Trump cannot be elected president of the United States, which is pretty incredible. So she starts off by saying that she's going to continue to stand with Ukraine. Again, the administration standing with Ukraine has meant slow walking aid sufficient to prevent the full scale takeover of Kyiv, but certainly not enough to push the Russians to the table, apparently. Here is Kamala Harris.
As I have made clear on our six previous meetings and throughout Putin's brutal aggression and war against Ukraine, my support for the people of Ukraine is unwavering. I've been proud to stand with Ukraine. I will continue to stand with Ukraine. And I will work to ensure Ukraine prevails in this war.
Now, of course, she didn't stop there. She then went on to obliquely smack Trump and Vance while standing next to Zelensky. Now, honestly, I got to feel a little bad for Zelensky. Zelensky is the leader of a country that is currently under assault from a predator country. Okay, Russia is the predator in Ukraine. Whatever you think the rationale for the war was, I'm not sure whether you think that it's reasonable for Vladimir Putin to simply walk into Kyiv or not. I think very few people believe that in reality, that Vladimir Putin is the good guy in this particular conflict. So if you're Vladimir Zelensky and you're leading a besieged country, now with all of the flaws of his leadership and all of the problems with the measures that he's taken, and you're basically being forced by the current administration to do campaign events for the vice president, I fail to see how this is in any way different from what Donald Trump was impeached over. Truly, Donald Trump was supposedly impeached for forcing Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, to do campaign activities by targeting Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in Ukraine in order to receive aid. This is even more direct. This is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden flying Vladimir Zelensky in so she can do campaign events where she rips her political opponent standing next to Vladimir Zelensky. And the tacit threat is obvious, which is if you don't do this, then we will look askance at your own efforts. Right? You want to do us a solid? Wink, wink. You're going to have to show up and you're going to have to do what Kamala Harris needs you to do. Now, normally, a foreign leader in a time of war tries to appeal to both sides. It may fail. Bibi Netanyahu has tried to appeal to Democrats and Republicans. Some Democrats are up for it. Many Democrats are not. But he at least attempts. Zelensky is trying to do the same thing. He's actually going to meet with Donald Trump. Despite all of their various problems between one another, Zelensky is apparently meeting directly with Trump. But that's not what Harris is doing. Harris and the White House, Harris and Biden, are bringing in Vladimir Zelensky to the White House to do a campaign event for Kamala Harris. And this clip makes that clear. She's literally standing next to Zelensky, who's only there to obtain more aid from the United States to continue the war. And she is using him as a prop, as a human prop, in order to suggest that her political opponent wants Russia to win.
There are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory, who would demand that Ukraine accept neutrality and would require Ukraine to forego security relationships with other nations. These proposals are the same of those of Putin. And let us be clear, they are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender, which is dangerous and unacceptable.
And Zelensky is standing there trying, you know, not to react because he understands that Donald Trump may very well be the president, and that's the person who he's going to have to deal with. Really disgusting stuff. If this were a Republican vice president running for president, impeachable stuff, perhaps. But don't worry. The White House says the real problem here is that Republicans are pouncing. It's that you're politicizing the thing that we're politicizing. We politicized the thing, and now you're noticing, which is politicization. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre, world's worst press secretary, explaining it's a political stunt to investigate Vladimir Zelensky's visit to the swing state of Pennsylvania to go to a munitions factory to hang out with Kamala Harris surrogate Josh Shapiro.
We would encourage the House Republicans to drop this. This is a political stunt. They need to drop this. And anything else, I think I gave a lot here, good layout of how this all occurred, but anything else specific, I would certainly refer you to DOD.
Ridiculous people. Ridiculous, ridiculous people. It has nothing to do with politics. He just ended up in a swing state in the final weeks of an election, touring with Josh Shapiro. Weird how that worked. Super duper duper weird. Meanwhile, by the way, Trump is going to visit with Zelensky today. It's their first meeting since 2019. He said that in a news conference. Apparently, Zelensky confirmed the meeting as well. Trump, for what it's worth, has not said that he's going to withdraw aid from Ukraine. He has not. J.D. Vance has said things like that, but Trump has not said anything like that. Trump has actually made the case pretty obviously that he's going to continue to aid Ukraine sufficient to get Russia to the table, even if he wants Russia to come to the table with a better deal for Russia than, say, Zelensky wants. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Prize Picks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out right now. Head on over to the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. All right, coming up, remember that guy Joe Biden? He's still president, and he's still terrible. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Five.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is still president, and he's still awful. You remember Joe Biden. He's the president of the United States. It is amazing to me that we've totally forgotten about this. I'll never get over this. I'll never get over the fact that because the Democratic Party wanted you to forget that he is the president, while simultaneously keeping him in place so that she's not the president, everybody just went along with it. Everybody just forgot that this dead person is the president of the United States. The most powerful person on earth is a walking corpse, and everyone is just treating that as normal. It's totally insane. I understand it's all about the campaign. Republicans are focused on Kamala, and Kamala is focused on separating off from Biden. But this guy's still the president. So, Joe Biden yesterday, he did some sort of presser about gun violence. And this is one of his favorite topics to be totally wrong on. So he trotted out many of his favorite lies. He suggested that back at the time of the revolution, it wasn't an unlimited right to have arms. No one could own a cannon. Well, actually, you could, because he doesn't understand how the Second Amendment was supposed to work in the first place. And then he just lied some more. So he suggested that Secretary Vance, that would be Senator Vance, he's not Secretary of anything, Senator Vance, he said that J.D. Vance suggested school shootings are facts of life. This is a lie. This is a lie. J.D. Vance suggested that school shootings have become a fact of life that needs to change. So the opposite of what Joe Biden is suggesting here. But honest to God, every time you look at Joe Biden, he looks about half a second of development of that last scene of Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. And he's actively aging before our eyes into a skeleton. When he leaves office, he's just going to be a skeleton that crumbles. And he's not actually going to leave. They're just going to scoop him up off the floor. Here we go.
I'm going to be very blunt. Such events in Ohio has called these shootings facts of life. Who the hell do these people think they are?
Oh, I get so out of tin and pit, think about Tangaside. Who is that? Who do they think they are?
Where's the fact check? Where's Daniel Dale on this one? Over at CNN. Gone? Yeah, I figured. Also, he then did his usual routine. I can't imagine why they replaced him on the ticket. Then he did his usual routine. He tried to trot out Bo Biden's death from brain cancer as somehow akin to gun violence or something. He's so awful. He really is. I mean, I think it's easy to forget how awful he is because he's no longer relevant to our electoral conversation. He's truly an awful man and an awful president. I've been to a lot of Shiva houses. Okay, Shiva houses are places you go when somebody has died. It's a house of mourning. When you go there, you know what people who have had people close to them die don't want to hear? About your experiences with how rough your life is when you lost somebody. They don't actually want to hear that. They want you to sit and listen. But every time Joe Biden meets somebody whose family member has died, in any circumstance whatsoever, he starts jabbering about how it's just like Bo. And I got to tell you, it's at a certain point, I don't think that it's sincere. I don't think it's been sincere for quite a while. He treats it like any other campaign line at this point. Here it is.
I know from experience of other losses that this is bittersweet. We want us to be doing this, but it brings back the very moment it happened, no matter how long since it's occurred. You're here and you remember. Remember the first time you heard my son, my daughter, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, somebody. You lost. I know the feeling in a different context. And it's heartbreaking. So thank you for the courage to be here. I know the intensity of your feelings. But thank you, because it really does require to relive the moment it occurred. And that's tough.
Oh, man. I can't imagine why they defenestrated this guy. Can't imagine at all. Okay. In other news, Eric Adams, it turns out the charges against him are quite severe. The charges are all about him taking about $100,000 in secret benefits, including free flights on a Turkish airline and luxury hotel stays for about a decade. According to the Wall Street Journal, he tried to cover up the perks, including by creating fake paper trails and deleting messages with staffers involved in conduct. The prosecutor said he faces 5 felony counts, including for bribery, fraud, and soliciting a contribution by a foreign national. Well, the DA in this case, Damian Williams, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, he said it was a multi-year scheme to buy favor with a single New York City politician on the rise, Eric Adams. Here was the U.S. Attorney explaining.
But as we allege, year after year after year, he kept the public in the dark. He told the public he received no gifts, even though he was secretly being showered with them.
Now, obviously, the real problem here is that Eric Adams did it the wrong way. If you're going to do it the right way, you have your son go to foreign countries and shower him with, like, millions and millions of dollars. And then you have him pay half your family's bills, according to his text messages. And then it's totally untraceable and uncoverable. And nobody notices, and it's all fine. And you're the president of the United States right now. So he just did it wrong, Eric Adams. He did it the dumb way. Now, the reality is I do wonder about the valuation of these gifts. And they were suggesting that he was staying at hotels in Turkey that cost, like, tens of thousands of dollars a night. Are there tons of hotels in Turkey that cost tens of thousands of dollars a night? Eric Adams makes the case this is targeted prosecution, that basically he's being singled out. And two things can be true at once. One, he can have engaged in some bribery. Some light bribery. And two, it's also true that probably half the politicians in America have engaged in precisely the same thing. Here's Eric Adams.
I think you need to ask the federal prosecutors who gave the directive and the orders. I don't know. But we should ask them who gave the directive and orders that we're going to take on and create this group of lies. They have the answer to that question.
Apparently, at the request of a Turkish official who helped provide luxury travel, Adams in 2021 helped facilitate the opening of a 36-story Turkish consular building without a fire inspection. Well, that's a biggie. He also stopped associating with a community center affiliated with a political movement that was hostile to the Turkish government. Apparently, the relationship with Turkish officials dates back to 2015, when he took two official trips to the country that were paid for by the Turkish consulate and others. Unlike subsequent travel by Adams, both of those trips were properly reported in mandatory financial disclosure forms as an elected city official, and he enjoyed free perks and at least seven trips overseas, according to prosecutors. He accepted three free business class tickets and a heavily discounted stay at the Bentley Suite at the St. Regis Istanbul. Apparently, he'd fly the Turkish airline because of the free tickets, even when it wasn't convenient. I mean, this is a dirty secret about politicians. Very often, the corruption is, in fact, penny-ante stuff. Like, truly penny-ante. Which is why it's so breathtaking what Joe Biden did with Hunter Biden. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Helene has left an enormous path of destruction across Florida and the entire southeastern U.S., killing dozens of people in four states, snapping trees, tearing apart homes, and sending rescue crews on desperate missions to save people from floodwaters. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says dozens of people were still trapped in a building damaged by the Category 4 hurricane. The storm had maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour when it made landfall late Thursday in a sparsely populated region in Florida's rural Big Bend area. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham says Helene continued to pack a punch after making landfall in Florida.
Remained a hurricane until 5 a.m., 6 hours after landfall. That 6 hours, it was still a hurricane doing quite a bit of damage into Georgia as well.
Brigadier General Daniel Hibner of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says major cities in Florida avoided the brunt of the hurricane.
It didn't directly impact any major metropolitan areas coming into the storm. We were most concerned with the city of Tallahassee as well as Tampa.
Also at townhall.com, at a campaign rally in Warren, Michigan yesterday, former President Donald Trump says leaders of other countries are sending criminals to this country because of the White House's liberal border policies.
Our border is open. Nobody can believe it. And I've been saying that the people coming in, you know, I know these leaders so street smart, and I would have been worse than them because actually Venezuela still has some people in their jails. I would have had everybody out into the United States. They probably ran out of buses and planes.
The former president also met face-to-face with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky over Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion. You'll find more online at townhall.com. Full news, analysis, and more stories online. I'm Ron Taylor.
From the best-selling author of Wonder and the creators of Jesus Revolution comes Whitebird.
I'm sure your father has told you stories about when I was a young girl.
Hope can lift you.
You stay with us, okay?
Courage can save you.
You're the greatest person I've ever met.
Love can free you.
When kindness can cost you your life, it becomes like a miracle.
From the director of Finding Neverland, Whitebird. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 4th. Tickets and showtimes at whitebird.movie.
Hi-hee! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has pleaded not guilty to federal bribery charges and other counts in a case that's roiled the nation's biggest city after months of investigations, searches, and subpoenas.
Adams is accused of accepting illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from foreign interests looking to buy his influence in city government. Adams' attorney Alex Spiro says the mayor is innocent and he will ask a judge next week to dismiss the charges.
There are no emails, text messages, or any corroboration whatsoever that the mayor knew about anything having to do with these campaign donations.
The mayor has denied ever knowingly accepting an illegal campaign contribution. Spiro says the case is based on one staff member who said there was a conversation.
What you have not learned is that staffer has lied, and the government is in possession of that lie.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Efforts are underway to increase the legal age for gambling.
At least in New Jersey, where the state's former top gambling regulator says the system needs to be toughened to protect young adults from developing addictions. David Rebuck proposes a uniform age of 21 for all forms of gambling, including buying lottery tickets and playing fantasy sports, which people as young as 18 can do in many places. He also wants to prohibit arcade games that closely resemble casino games or slot machines. Jason Walker reporting.
When J.D. Vance and Tim Walz take the stage for next week's vice presidential debate, CBS News says it will be up to the candidates, not the moderators, to fact-check each other. That was a sticking point during the two general election presidential debates heard this year. Last spring, CNN moderators did not correct any points made by Donald Trump and Joe Biden during the debate. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Matt Walsh Show. We know that the trans agenda is anti-truth, anti-reality, anti-science, but that alone is not what makes it so harmful. I mean, flat earthers are also anti-reality, and yet we don't spend a lot of time worrying that our kids will get sucked into that cult. What makes the trans agenda so dangerous and destructive is that the truths it militates against are the most basic truths of all. It seeks to warp a person's understanding of themselves, of their own identity. I mean, it's one thing to have wild misconceptions about the shape of the earth. It's another to have wild misconceptions about yourself, your body, your identity, your place in the world. But the trans cult does something else too, which many other cults before it have done, though none with anywhere near this level of success. It attacks and destabilizes the family. One of the many truths that it opposes is the truth of the nuclear family. It hates the family, because that institution, the family, attests so powerfully to the true nature of the human person and of the two sexes. It also hates the family because children raised in stable families, protected and guided by parents in a loving and sturdy marriage, are much more difficult to reach and indoctrinate. They're not impervious. They're not impervious to brainwashing, but they are significantly shielded against it. A family provides a child with an anchor. He is secured, he's sheltered, protected. The groomers then have to take away this anchor, blow up the family, leaving kids unmoored and unprotected, vulnerable, like a baby deer wandering through the forest, easy prey for the wolves. This is why the groomers spend so much time and so much effort trying desperately to place this wedge in between the child and the parent. This is why we hear about so many schools that have policies of intentionally hiding a student's LGBT self-identification from parents. And even after all the backlash and outrage over these sorts of policies, still many teachers continue to engage in this kind of predatory behavior and brag about it openly. Here's just the latest example from this week.
If you as a teacher have a student come to you and tell you that they are gay, part of the LGBTQ community, whether they are looking into transitioning, anything like that, but they don't want their parents to know yet. The question on the news was, as a teacher, is it your responsibility, or as a school, is it your responsibility to inform the parents of what their child is going through. On the news, they all said yes. It is the school, the teachers, the counselors, due diligence to let these parents know what the kids are going through. As a teacher, I disagree. I did have a student come and tell me this last year that she was gay. She did not want her mom to know, and I respected her wishes.
Now, that teacher, like so many others, wants to have intimate knowledge of a child that the child's parents do not have. This is a classic cult tactic. It's right from the cult handbook. The recruiter of the cult seeks to form a bond with the recruit that supersedes any bond they have with anybody else, including and especially family members. Take that crowbar and pry the child away from the parent. That's the idea. And increasingly, the prying is taking more aggressive and invasive forms, often involving the courts, acting as the crowbar. In my film, What is a Woman?, we heard the story, of course, of a father in Canada who was sent to jail and lost custody of his daughter because he wouldn't affirm her as a boy. For simply insisting that his daughter is his daughter, that she is his daughter and not his son, that the girl he helped conceive and raise still exists, he lost everything. This sort of thing happens frequently in Canada and will become even more frequent with the recent passage of an anti-conversion therapy law, so-called, which declares it an illegal form of conversion therapy for anyone, including parents, to refuse to use biologically incorrect pronouns for a child. If you do that, if you call a girl she and she wants to be called he, then you are now engaging in conversion therapy. It's against the law. You're a criminal. We'll put you in jail and take your kids away. But it's also starting to happen in the U.S. Now, there have already been well-known cases like the Jeff Younger case that you've probably heard about. Even before that, there were cases like one in Ohio, for example, where two parents, in this case, they're two parents still married, lost custody of their daughter because they refused to allow her to medically transition into a boy. The judge legally kidnapped the girl and gave custody to the grandparents that she, Judge Sylvia Hendon, trusted would facilitate the child's drugging and mutilation. Now, that happened back in 2018, and it's only going to become more common now as time continues, which means we're going to see more and more stories like that of Jeanette Cooper. Now, Jeanette Cooper is a 44-year-old woman whose tragic tale was highlighted this week by journalist Kelsey Bolar of the Independent Women's Forum. On the IWF website, she tells the story of how Cooper, who's the mother to a 12-year-old girl, also, by the way, a lifelong progressive Democrat, by no means is this like a conservative with an axe to grind ideologically. It's a progressive Democrat woman and mother, lost custody of her daughter because, unlike her ex-husband, she wouldn't affirm her daughter's deluded idea that she was really a boy. Reading now from the article says, Jeanette Cooper never imagined she'd lose custody of her child. The 44-year-old lifelong educator always considered herself a loving and responsible mother to her daughter, Sophia. But when, at age 12, Sophia suddenly claimed to be transgender, Jeanette was skeptical. Sophia had never exhibited signs of gender dysphoria. In fact, Sophia exhibited many more traditionally feminine behaviors and preferences than Jeanette ever had. To Jeanette, it didn't make sense. But Sophia insisted not only that she was trans, but that she was unsafe around Jeanette. What followed was an almost Kafkaesque series of court proceedings and therapy sessions in which Jeanette's ex-husband, lawyers, therapists, and other individuals and institutions supposedly concerned with Sophia's best interests worked to erode Jeanette's most basic parenting rights. Nearly 3 years later, Jeanette can't even visit with the daughter she loves. She lives less than 10 minutes away, but can only communicate with Sophia by U.S. mail, all because she insists that Sophia is a girl. Now, from here, we're told the whole story about how Jeanette and her husband divorced in 2015. Now, at first, Jeanette was, as very often happens, was awarded almost full custody of her daughter. She had her daughter 6 days a week. But then one day, at the age of 12, her daughter goes for a visit to her father's, who, by the way, had recently remarried and was now married to a psychotherapist. And she goes for the visit and never returns. The girl announced out of nowhere that she was trans and couldn't live with her mother anymore because her mother's disagreement with trans ideology made her feel unsafe. Now, Jeanette suspects, and with good reason, I'm guessing, that the girl's psychotherapist stepmom has a lot to do with her daughter's discovery of her male identity. There's probably something to that theory, but also I'm sure she picked it up from school. She picked it up from social media. We've heard this story over and over and over again. So many parents with this exact story. Most of the time, they're adolescent girls, but not always.
girl's perfectly fine. No signs of gender dysphoria at all. No indication ever at any point in her life that she was confused about her gender. And then one day out of nowhere, just like that, she says, oh, I'm trans. Now, in this case, the court ordered an investigation of Jeanette to find out if her daughter was actually unsafe around her, because that's what the daughter said. So they ordered an investigation, took 7 months investigating this mother, and found no abuse, no neglect. But they did decide that Jeanette needs to, quote, further her understanding of and support of the minor child as relates to the minor child's gender dysphoria. Translation, she's not on board with the trans agenda, and so she can't see her daughter anymore. And she hasn't. She hasn't had any physical contact with her child for the past 3 years. Now, eventually, and this is where it gets even more sinister, if that's possible. Eventually, she was forced to negotiate a deal, right? And here was the deal that she was given by the court. In exchange for giving up any legal right to see her daughter again, she was assured in writing that her daughter would not undergo a medical transition without her permission or a court order. Okay, so this is the deal with the devil that parents are now forced to make. Give up your rights to your daughter, or we will mutilate her. We will cut her to pieces if you don't give up your rights to her. Imagine being a parent and having to face that decision. And so she says, well, I guess I have no choice. I'm never going to see my daughter again. But at least she won't be mutilated. But the thing is, you know, part of the deal here is that even if you agree with a court order, we can still mutilate her. And we know how easy it is to get the court order. Jeanette points out correctly that murderers in prison now have more communication and contact with their children than she does. But that kind of makes sense in a certain way, because as far as the system is concerned, she's worse than a murderer. I mean, she's a transphobe. That's the cardinal sin. There's an interview on YouTube that Jeanette did with the Independent Women's Forum worth watching. She explains why she rejects the idea that she should simply have, you know, relented and allowed her daughter to take the lead and do whatever she wants. Here's what she says about that.
And what I have been told is to follow her lead, to follow her in this journey. I am not willing to do that. I don't think that is good parenting. It's my responsibility not to hook my boat to hers. It is my responsibility to be a lighthouse, to be something stable that she can see, some guide that she has that will always be there, that is consistent. I still do that today, even though I have no custody of her. I have no medical decision making, no educational decision making, and no way to communicate with her other than by mail.
You know, one thing you could see just watching that video is that I mentioned this is a progressive Democrat feminist, the mother is, and you could tell just by looking at her, this is, you know, she's partially shaved head and the whole nine yards. This is, and she talks about in the article too, in the interview, how she doesn't believe in traditional gender roles. So, but even then, not good enough as far as the far left radicals on the court are concerned, you know, in family court. As far as they're concerned, still not good enough. You're progressive, Democrat, everything else, feminist, not good enough. Your kid's still not safe because there's this one item on the progressive agenda that you do not go along with. The imagery that she, you know, mentions there of a lighthouse is quite powerful and is correct. If your child is lost in the fog of confusion, not sure which way is up, not able to discern east from west, not sure who they are, your job as a parent is to be a light and a voice of calm and clarity. It's not to abandon your child to the mist and say, hey, just wander around in whatever direction you want. You'll figure it out. Yeah, whatever. Just go that way. It's fine. But that's the strategy the court demands. Turn the light off, leave your child to the dark, or else we'll take her from you, they say. Now, sort of at the end of this story here, at least up until this point, most recent development, is Jeanette's daughter doesn't even identify as trans anymore. Okay, so when she originally came out as, quote, trans, and her mother said, nah, I don't buy it. She was right. She doesn't identify as trans anymore. She identifies as non-binary and uses Z's pronouns, which means that this is included too, by the way. We take your kids away. Affirm your daughter as a Zer, whatever the hell that is, or we'll take her from you. Of course, if you're in this position as a parent and you say it and you ask the court, what even is a Zer? Like, what does that mean? What are you telling me I have to do? They can't explain it. It's total nonsense. But what does it mean for the girl? It means that she's grappling around helplessly. She's totally lost and confused. She has no idea who she is. But that's exactly what the groomers want. We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
The Shasta College Physical Therapist Assistant PTA program application period is now open. Applications will be accepted through Friday, September 27th at 4 p.m. The top 24 qualified applicants will be invited to join the Spring 2025 PTA cohort. Interested in learning more about the PTA program? Contact our Health Services Division office at 530-339-3661 or visit our website, shastacollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of beautiful dancers, the fill of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
6895. Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Christopher Ruffo has this report. It says the new animated film for kids, Mama Has a Mustache, is sponsored by AbbVie, which is the pharmaceutical company that sells the chemical castration drug Lupron to convicted pedophiles and, quote, transgender children. A little bit more on this animated film, which is sponsored not just by this pharmaceutical company, but by others as well. But first, let's watch the, I guess this is the trailer for this piece of propaganda. Watch.
So what's the first question?
Can you be a girl and have a boy body? And be a boy and have a girl body?
Yes. That's
Gendel. Can this person be a parent?
Yes, my dad.
like I'm not really a boy or a girl.
There's a god in it. I love my town.
Mama has a mustache.
Mommy has a mustache.
By the way, I was curious about the film itself, this propaganda film, and I went to look up where can you find it. Not that it's something that I would enjoy watching, but it is something that I'm interested to see for the purposes of debunking it. And it's not available. Like, you have to they kind of keep it under lock and key. They're not making it widely available to everybody, which is not a surprise, because that's exactly what they don't want. Exactly what they don't want is someone like me watching it and going through to picking it apart. So you can access it, but you have to basically fill out like an application form to access the film. Although we've seen enough from it just based on that. And it will never fail to just absolutely disgust and infuriate me when, I see any kind of propaganda like this, but especially, you know, you hear the child, hear one of the children, one of the abused children being exploited for this thing, say, I love myself, which is good, right? Because you should love yourself, and we should teach our children to love themselves and accept themselves for who they are. That's an important message, because the other option is self-loathing. The other option is to want to reject who you naturally are. And yes, we should be teaching our kids to love themselves, but that is exactly what this kind of propaganda does not teach. It teaches the opposite. Under the guise of loving yourself, it actually teaches kids to hate themselves, to hate who they are, to try to destroy who they actually are, with drugs and surgery if necessary, for the sake of obtaining some kind of image, an image that they didn't even come up with, an image that was given to them by the propagandists, by the groomers. Breitbart has more on this story. It says a pro-transgender propaganda film for children called Mama Has a Mustache was sponsored by Bayer, a pharmaceutical company that produces drugs that are used to feminize men who identify as transgender. Mama Has a Mustache is all about normalizing transgenderism, particularly in the minds of one group of people, and that is young children. The film's website bears the phrase "Kids Talk Gender" directly above the trailer, which starts with a child being asked, can you be a girl and have a boy body or be a boy and have a girl body? We heard that. The synopsis of Mama Has a Mustache leaves no room for doubt about the film's intentions to mold the minds of young children. The film is driven completely by audio interviews of kids ages 5 to 10 and explores how children are able to experience a world outside of the traditional gender binary. And, of course, we're supposed to be getting the child's perspective, but we're not actually getting the child's perspective. We're getting the child, these children, repeating the propaganda that's been fed to them. So we're getting adult disseminated propaganda fed through the mouths of children. Kids didn't come up with any of this. Kids didn't come up with gender identity. Kids didn't come up with the idea that you could be a girl in a boy's body. No child developed that idea. That was developed by the groomers and the predators, and kids are being made to repeat it. But the point here is that you've got, it seems, at least two pharmaceutical companies that are behind this film that have helped to sponsor it. And we see again where the left's, this pose they strike of being critical of corporations and skeptical of big money influence and all of that reveals itself to be just that, a pose. That's all it is. I wish it were true. You know, and I think for a long time, the right bought into this too much. They bought into this, this notion that the left is like demonizing corporations and demonizing rich people. And I think simply demonizing corporations and demonizing rich people is simplistic. But I wish that it was true. I wish that was the mistake that the left made. It was like being overly simplistic in their condemnations of money and rich people and corporations. I wish that was true. But it's not true at all, of course. Because if you are going to be skeptical of billion-dollar corporations, the first place you should be looking and the first place where you should be directing that skepticism is to the pharmaceutical industry. Doesn't mean all drugs that the pharmaceutical industry produces are bad, necessarily. I think a lot of them are. They're not all bad. But this is a multi-billion dollar industry that makes all that money, not just by treating sickness, but by convincing people they are sick so that they can then treat it. And this comes in many forms, and it includes, most nefariously and insidiously, the convincing children that they're sick with this gender dysphoria so that then can be treated by the drugs they provide. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm John Welsh. And I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. All right, one other thing here. This is from the Daily Wire. It says, Dexter New Blood actress Jamie Chung admitted to choosing to have children via surrogacy because she feared getting pregnant could ruin her Hollywood career. The 39-year-old Real World San Diego alum made her motivations clear during an interview with Today. Chung recently welcomed twin boys along with her husband, Brian Greenberg. The couple's been married since 2015. She says, I was terrified of becoming pregnant. I was terrified of putting my life on hold for 2+ years. In my industry, it feels like you're easily forgotten if you don't work within the next month or your last job. Things are so quickly paced in what we do. So it's a compromise that we made together as a couple. She continued, I think there's a little bit of shame. It's still not a very common thing, and we weren't ready for judgment. We really just did it to protect ourselves. We announced things when we were ready to. And then she responds to some of the critics. She says, people probably think, oh, she's so vain. She didn't want to get pregnant. And it's much more complicated than that. For me personally, and I'll leave it at this, it's like I worked my ass off my entire life to get where I am. I don't want to lose opportunities. I don't want to be resentful. That's her response to the charge that she's vain and not doing yourself a lot of favors. No, I'm not vain. I just didn't want to lose any opportunities with the inconvenience of carrying my own children in my womb. And I didn't want to be resentful. Resentful of who? Your children? It seems to be what she's saying, that if she had decided to, you know, get pregnant the old-fashioned way by actually being pregnant, she would have resented her children for depriving her of opportunities. You could see perfectly illustrated here the problem with surrogacy in general. There are many problems. It starts with the commodification of human life, the commodification of women. I mean, you're renting out a woman's womb like it's an Airbnb and paying her for the privilege to, like, house your unborn children. It's almost like buying a space, like a storage space or something like that. Renting storage space from a U-Haul facility. Like you're storing old ski equipment in a jet ski or something, but instead you're storing your children in somebody's womb. So that's the first problem. And then also it encourages people to treat children as an accessory. And it's very clear that this actress, that's the way she sees it, where she wants to have kids and she likes some aspects of the idea of having kids, but she doesn't want to be terribly inconvenienced by it. And she doesn't want to, fully inhabit motherhood. She wants to stay around the fringes of it and only let certain parts of it in and have full total control over that. So she's treating the children as accessories in her life, as kind of like, fashion accessories or maybe a sort of a hobby that you could take on. And that's, we enable people to see children that way. We enable them to live that way. And that's not good for the people, and that's certainly not good for the children. And also there is the problem of not fully inhabiting your own life. and the roles that you play in your own life. Like if you're going to be a mother, be a mother. Embrace the fullness of motherhood to the extent that you can. Which isn't to say that, you need to carry children in your womb in order to be a mother. You could adopt children and still fully be their mothers. But then you are, if you do that, then you are fully inhabiting motherhood to the extent that you can within that context. But if your intention is to conceive children, then you should inhabit that. So you're rejecting, it's the rejection of your children and of motherhood and of yourself also in a weird sort of way. Not good, just to summarize. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
This is from the New York Post. It says, a pregnant Texas woman who was given a traffic ticket for driving solo in an HOV lane intends to fight the citation, arguing that her fetus should be considered a separate person given the Lone Star State's views on abortion. Mother-to-be Brandy Batone, 34, told the Dallas Morning News that she was given the ticket on June 29th after being pulled over by police while driving on a highway near the city. She told the newspaper, quote, I was driving to pick up my son. I knew I couldn't be a minute late, so I took the HOV lane. As I exited the HOV lane, there was a checkpoint at the end of the exit. I slammed on my brakes, and I was pulled over by police. The cop asked if she had a passenger with her, and she responded that, in fact, she did. I pointed to my stomach and said, my baby girl is right here. She is a person. He said, oh, no, it's going to be two people outside of the body. That's what it has to be. So now she's fighting it in court, saying that, well, it's pretty clear from the context here that she's pro-abortion. And so this was her way. This was a kind of gotcha moment here, against the pro-lifer saying, hey, you see what happens? You see, you get rid of abortion and now all of a sudden there's confusion in the HOV lane. And I guess she expects that we as pro-lifers will say, well, never mind then. Well, I thought that it would be good to stop killing babies, but if you're telling me that getting rid of abortion means that there's slight confusion in HOV lane, well, then never mind. Let's just kill the babies again. That's a price that we simply can't pay. Now, there is an easy way around this if you want to preserve the integrity of the HOV lane and also not kill babies. Like if you want to do both of those things, the way around it is to say that you have to have passengers in a passenger seat. That's what we mean by HOV. So that's the way around it. Just a really simple clarification I think would get us around this. Or here's what I would prefer. Just get rid of the stupid HOV lane to begin with. Okay, so, which is not a bad thing as far as I'm concerned. So this is another example of Democrats proposing something very attractive as a way to punish us for banning abortion. And in this case, the implication is that we'd have to abolish the carpool lane if we don't have abortion anymore. Which, great. Let's do that, because the left lane is supposed to be for people driving fast. Who cares how many people are in the car with you? If you want to be in the leftmost lane, then you should just be driving fast. You should be driving a lot faster than the cars in the other lane. That's the only qualification that there should be on the left lane. And that should be rigidly enforced as far as I'm concerned. I mean, people who go like 5 miles under the limit in the fast lane, forget about fining. We should be pulling them over and putting them in jail for 30 days to let them think about it. And that's fine with me. So let's just do that. But this is what the Democrats have been doing, is in proposing things that, like, claiming that there are implications to getting rid of abortion, and those implications are actually great. Here's another one. This is Jack Cocciarella, I guess. He's a Democrat strategist. He tweeted this yesterday or a couple days ago. He said, if Republicans really believe life begins at conception, shouldn't someone who is pregnant be allowed to claim their baby as a dependent on their taxes? Sounds great. Let's do that too. It's fantastic. Get rid of the HOV lane. Only have a fast lane. You drive fast in the left lane. Fantastic. You can claim your unborn child as a dependent on your taxes. That means a tax break. So that's great too. What does he imagine? This is a Democrat strategist who has no idea. He's supposed to be a strategist for the Democrats, which should mean that he's an expert on Republicans and conservatives, his opponents. He should know us like the back of his own hand. He has no understanding of us whatsoever. He thinks that he can threaten us with a tax break. This is just like the ones that, the people that are saying, well, if we don't have abortion, then that means that we're going to have abstinence before marriage. Right? It's the end of hookup culture. Great. Awesome. Well, if we don't have abortion, that means we have to require men to care for their babies, right, from conception. You wouldn't want that, would you? No, I do want that. All this is great. Abstinence before marriage, get rid of the carpool lane, tax breaks, men taking care of their kids. These are, according to the opponents of pro-lifers, according to the pro-aborts themselves, these are the consequences of getting rid of abortion. So it's win upon win upon win. I see nothing but upside. And when I think that we've seen all the upside we could possibly see, they give us some more upside. And the great thing is that I didn't need any upside other than we're not killing babies anymore. That would have been good enough for me. I didn't need any of this extra stuff. But this is just, whipped cream, cherry, sprinkles on top. This is everything. We got the whole ice cream sundae now. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors. All right, folks, let's talk about something that should keep you up at night, the left's insatiable appetite for your hard-earned money. With these massive tax hikes being proposed in Washington, we're looking at almost 40% top income tax rate, a 7% increase to the corporate tax, and, get this, a capital gains tax on unrealized gains. Oh, and they want to add almost $2 trillion to an already staggering $2 trillion deficit. This is madness. Now, you might be thinking it's time to get more of your savings tax sheltered and inflation sheltered. This is where Birch Gold Group comes in. These are folks I trust, and they can help you convert your IRA or 401k into a gold IRA. The best part, you don't pay a dime out of pocket. Here's what you got to do. Text Walsh to 989898. You'll get a free info kit on gold, and if you act before September 30th, you'll be eligible for a limited edition 24-karat gold-plated truth bomb on qualifying purchases. In a time of high taxes and high inflation, protect your savings with gold from Birch Gold. Text Walsh to the number 989898 for your free info kit today. That's Walsh to 989898. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Today we cancel writer Noreen Malone for her piece just published in the New York Times titled The Age of Anti-Ambition. When 25 million people leave their jobs, it's about more than just burnout. The article is long, very long. In fact, I'm beginning to realize that this is the defense mechanism used by the New York Times and by their columnists and their ilk. Because if they write pieces that are rambling and long and boring, nobody will be able to read enough of it to criticize their arguments. But I've broken through those defenses, subjected myself to the entire screed, and I can report that it is yet another soliloquy about how hard it is to work and how this great difficulty has led to more and more people stopping their work, and how this is, in many ways, she says, a more enlightened path than that taken by our grandparents, who were futile wage slaves blind with hopeless ambition. Malone proposes that we're living in, as the title suggests, the age of anti-ambition, where our ambition is to have no ambition. So a few select portions of this piece I think should suffice. She begins by talking about how COVID made it so much more stressful to work, especially because so many people were forced to work at home in their pajamas, the poor dears. And she says, quote, "They log on to Slack and Zoom where their coworkers are two-dimensional or avatars, and every day is just like the last one. Depending on what's happening with the virus, their children might be there again, just as in March 2020, demanding attention and sapping mental energy. The internet is definitely there, always demanding attention and sapping mental energy. A job feels like just one more incursion, demanding attention and sapping mental energy. And it didn't help that early in the pandemic, all jobs were pointedly rebranded, essential or non-essential. Neither label feels good. There's still plenty of purpose to be found in a job that isn't one of the helper professions, of course, but non-essential is a word that invites creeping nihilism. This thing we fill at least 8 to 10 hours of the day with, 5 days a week for years and decades, missed family dinners for? Was it just busy work? Perhaps that's what it was all along." Now, pausing for a second, I agree with her that the essential versus non-essential distinction was grotesque and wrong. But that's because I would say all jobs are essential, as all jobs provide people with an opportunity to care for themselves and their families, and so they are essential to the people doing the job. The writer, though, takes issue with both labels. She doesn't like being called non-essential, but neither does she like the pressure that comes with being called essential. She says, quote, "For the obviously essential workers, ICU nurses, pulmonologists, the burden of being needed is a costly one. The word burnout, promiscuously applied these days, was in fact coined to diagnose exhaustion in medical workers in a more quaint time when we weren't heading into the third year of a multi-wave global pandemic. Teachers who happen to be both highly unionized and college educated haven't taken kindly to being on the expendable end of the equation, asked to work in person with tiny people who aren't good at distancing and masking and have spent the past years cooped up." Right, because the teachers are the primary victims of the fact that many kids were locked in their homes for a year. Now, after a while, we get to the fundamental complaint, which is that work in general is hard, she says. It's just so very hard. And nobody wants to work. It's not fair that people have to work. Malone explains, quote, "Essential or non-essential, remote or in person, almost no one I know likes work very much at the moment. The primary emotion that a job elicits right now is the determination to endure. If we could just get through the next set of months, maybe things will get better. The act of working has been stripped bare. You don't have little outfits to put on and lunches to go to and coffee breaks to linger over and clients to schmooze. The office is where it shouldn't be, at home, in our intimate spaces. And all that's left now is the job itself, naked and alone. And a lot of people don't like what they see. It's as if our whole society is burned out. The pandemic may have alerted new swaths of people to their distaste for their jobs or exhausted them past the point where there's anything to enjoy about jobs they used to like. Perhaps that's why the press is filled with stories about widespread employee dissatisfaction. I paused there for a second because I was looking for the Jeffrey Toobin joke when she said our jobs are naked and alone, but I couldn't quite get to it, so there it is. And then we get a whole lot of stuff after that about all the people who are heroically quitting their jobs, not to pursue a better job necessarily, but to do nothing at all, to live a life of anti-ambition. Malone does find a silver lining, though. She writes, quote, "It's important to acknowledge that some people have reacted to this moment by becoming less cynical about the possibilities of work. The broader world is getting darker. Climate change, crumbling democracy. It feels impossible to change it. But work? Work could change. An idealistic generation is set upon demanding a utopian world on a local scale in their own little busy towns. More diversity, more attention to structural racism, better hours, better boundaries, better leave policies, better bosses." Now, she says this in an approving way, of course. Literally demanding a utopia is presented as a reasonable and positive path forward. The message seems to be, from this article and from the culture broadly, that we're all entitled to be a perfect, we are all entitled to a perfect and painless life. And if we can't have that, we're within our rights to simply give up. Stop working. Of course, Noreen Malone's of the world never grapple with the fact that the choice to stop working is a choice to leech off of the work of others. Because life requires work. Life is work. It is impossible to live without work. You have to eat. You have to live under some sort of shelter. You need clothing. You need clean water. None of these things materialize on their own out of thin air, which means that work must be done to provide them. The only question is whether you will contribute to that work or make others do it for your sake. So you don't want to be a wage slave? Fine. But if your choice is to be nothing instead and to do nothing, then you're making other people your slaves. And I can understand the selfish appeal of that decision from a lazy perspective, but don't pretend that you're taking some kind of moral high ground. And please stop trying to be poetic about your laziness and weakness. I'm really tired of everybody sitting around staring at their own navels, obsessing over their own feelings, thinking about what they're thinking about, throwing one pity party after another. Okay, you've noticed that working is hard and not always fun. Good for you. It doesn't make you Socrates. Now, why don't you try just going and doing what needs to be done because it needs to be done without thinking so much about how you feel about the things that you're doing? What I'm trying to say is suck it up, Buttercup. Get a grip. Try thinking about someone other than yourself for 5 seconds of your life. It will be a relief, trust me. One other point to make here. Ambition, as the word is used in modern English, is not a bad thing. Far, far from bad. It's essential to living a fulfilled and meaningful life. Ambition is not just about earning money either. In fact, I would define ambition as the ability and desire to do the things you want to have done rather than always doing the things you want to do. What I mean is, if your only guiding principle is simply to always just do whatever you feel like doing in the moment, whatever is most enjoyable right now, which is the non-ambitious life, then you'll never do anything worthwhile because because the most enjoyable thing in any given moment, the thing you most feel like doing right now, is always going to be to just sit on your couch and watch YouTube videos. And that's why a lot of people never do anything but lie around and stare at screens, because they're always doing what they feel like doing right now, which is nothing. Because, I mean, who really feels like doing anything? So instead of thinking about what you want to do, you have to think about what you want to have done. Somebody once said of writing that they don't love writing, but they love having written. The experience of having written, you know, of having crafted something with language in your own mind, is one of the most fulfilling things in the world. But writing itself is not enjoyable often. I mean, it's hard, it's exhausting, it's tedious. You write so that you have written. The payoff comes at the end. You do what you want to have done, what you wish you did yesterday. So you might not feel like going to the gym today, but I bet you wish you did yesterday. I mean, who doesn't wish they went to the gym yesterday? You might not feel like pursuing that difficult opportunity, taking on the tough project, taking a chance, whatever. You might not feel like doing that now, but you wish you did it yesterday. So do it today so that tomorrow it will have been done. And this principle really can never guide you wrong. If there's something that you wish you had already done, then it's worth doing now. If there's something that after doing you're going to wish you had not done, then it's not worth doing now or ever. This is all a long way of saying that modern Americans demand instant gratification. We can't bring ourselves to endure even a moment of pain or mild discomfort. Each moment has to be pleasurable in itself. But there just isn't any way to achieve anything or live a real life that way. For most of human history, it wasn't even an option to choose pleasure and comfort in each moment. Now it is. But if you do, then you're forfeiting success, fulfillment, joy, and purpose with your anti-ambitious life. And that's why today, Noreen Malone of the New York Times is canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The death toll from Hurricane Helene has reached at least 44. The storm has left an enormous path of destruction across Florida and the entire southeastern United States. Officials say firefighters, infants, and elderly adults are among those killed. Campaigning today in Michigan, Donald Trump referenced a new report that says 13,000 convicted criminals have been released to the United States from other countries under the Biden administration.
Our border is open. Nobody can believe it. And I've been saying that the people coming in, you know, I know these leaders so street smart, and I would have been worse than them because actually Venezuela still has some people in their jails. I would have had everybody out into the United States. They probably ran out of buses and planes.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has pled not guilty to federal bribery charges before a packed courtroom gallery in Manhattan, one day after prosecutors revealed charges alleging that he accepted overseas travel and illegal campaign donations from people looking to buy his influence. Adams' attorney Alex Spiro says the prosecution's case is weak.
The entire body of evidence is one staffer. One staffer that says there was a conversation. What you have not learned is that that staffer has lied, and the government is in possession of that lie.
Adams says he's innocent and doesn't plan to resign. Also at townhall.com, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure has provided the latest sign that price pressures may be easing somewhat, a trend that could fuel further Fed interest rate cuts. Prices rose just 0.1% from July to August, down from the previous month 2.2% increase. In a survey last week by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, respondents were equally split on whether Donald Trump or Kamala Harris would do a better job on the economy. You'll find more on these stories, analysis, and other headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
For anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey. And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hustle.
Kentucky's Attorney General is suing pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts, Rich Thomason reports.
The lawsuit claims the company helped fuel a deadly opioid addiction crisis. Russell Coleman filed suit in state court. It contends that Express Scripts and its affiliated organizations colluded with opioid manufacturers to increase sales of the addictive drugs. The suit says the result was an epidemic of overdoses and deaths. It says the company sought to profit at the expense of the public. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities say a 12-year-old boy has died after he was struck by a tree that fell at a Michigan Nature Center where he and classmates were on a field trip. The Livingston County Sheriff's Office says the child was at the Howell Nature Center when the tree fell, hitting him in the head. Sheriff's Department is investigating. A spokesman says the boy and his classmates were learning how to make a fire. It's unclear what caused the tree to fall. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up to another record high, while declines in tech stocks pulled other indexes lower, the Dow adding 0.3%. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% a day after setting an all-time high for the 42nd time this year. The NASDAQ composite gave back 0.4%. The market closed out another winning week as hopes hold that the economy can pull off the feat of getting painfully high inflation under control without a recession. The Dow up 137 points today to close at 42,313. The NASDAQ lost 70 to 18,119. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 5738. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement. Good company and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night, through thick and thin, we salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Which reminded me that my friend Jim, who lives in Dallas, Texas, and wonderful, lives in a community and a neighborhood where it was, you know, built largely at the same time, and the houses tend to look similar to the house next door. But a house went up for sale down the street from Jim, down the street. And the people, and you have one of those, you know, what do you call them, where the neighborhood has a thing like a listserv or something like that. And people in the neighborhood chat. And people in the neighborhood say, hey, there's a house for sale down the street on the left side of the street. And let's everybody in the neighborhood plant giant Trump signs in the front yard of every house in the neighborhood. Let's put MAGA stuff all up and down the neighborhood, which they can do in this neighborhood. Because then when the real estate agents come through with potential buyers, they'll scare away the psychos. They'll scare away the crazy Democrats who will burn police cars and loot your house and shoot the kids and do all that stuff. Sell drugs and traffic children for sex. You know, Democrats. But that is just a brilliant idea. House goes up for sale in the neighborhood. For sale sign goes up in the front yard, and the whole neighborhood decides to get together and put Trump and MAGA signs in everybody's front yard, except for the house that's for sale. So when the real estate agent comes through with potential buyers, you know that the Democrats are going to run like hell because they got to eat the organs of the unborn and things like that. It's like Night of the Living Dead with these people. And when a Trump voter comes into the neighborhood, they'll say, all right, this is the neighborhood for us. And then you get the new neighbor that you want. I think that's genius, should market that. I don't know how you market that nationwide, but somebody should market that nationwide. A brilliant, brilliant idea. We'll call it the Jim strategy. that I don't use last names without express written consent from the NFL. So we've got a lot going on today. It's Friday, and that means tomorrow is Saturday. And Sunday is the big Trump boat parade on the Potomac River, which my best girl and I are going to be going to and participating in, getting on the big pontoon boat. Our friend Corey, who works here at the radio station in Washington, D.C., and he's got a great, beautiful pontoon boat where he flies giant Trump flags every weekend. And they like American flag, Trump flags every weekend. It's a riot, and he goes around and he counts the number of people that flip him off, counts the number of people that flip him off. In fact, Corey checked in this morning. He was just leaving his building in, where is he, in Roslyn, Virginia? He was just leaving his building, and a Democrat flipped him off today just for nothing, just like, hi, good morning, how do you do? And then so he started shooting at people of color because that's the Democrats. It's what they do. They're a violent bunch, aren't they? Violent, crazy, hate-filled bunch. Awful, awful group of people. Speaking of which, there is a hurricane that is... it was a big hurricane, turned into a big hurricane. Helene. It should be Hillary. I think they, because it's H, we're up to H. They should have called it Hurricane Hillary, because, it couldn't be as awful as she is. Did you see she came out yesterday with her, oh, remember when I called them deplorables? That wasn't a strong enough word. They hate half the country. They're the party that created the first civil war, as it's now known. It's now called the first American Civil War. That's what everybody's calling it. Well, maybe not everybody, but it's what I've been calling it for quite some time now. The first civil war. I'm waiting for the Democrats to fire on Fort Sumter again. You know, they are bringing back slavery with all the illegal aliens and who was it? Hillary just last week that said you're illegal. Oh yeah, it was Hillary saying that Trump is going to have troops out in the street, yanking people out of diners and off your front lawn because they think of illegal aliens as slaves who are going to wash dishes at diners and cut your front lawn. You say mow the lawn, they're going to mow the lawn. And that's how Democrats view cheap labor because, you know, they are the party of the Confederate States of America, slavery, the bullwhip. No wonder they thought that Border Patrol was using riding crops on the Haitian illegal aliens flowing into the country. I wonder if Barbecue, the Haitian cannibal, has come into the... I wonder where they moved Barbecue. You know, the news media is busy not looking into all of that. because the news media is the filthiest, most corrupt institution in America. Hillary Clinton hates America.
To see what Trump is doing, which is implementing his policy with military troops in the street to, you know, grab the woman who waits on you at the diner, pick up the guy who's, you know, mowing the grass in the neighbor's yard. Not because you have any information about them, but because of the way they look.
Yeah. So if that applied, you better look out for the way you look, because, and the troops. Now, I was here in Washington, D.C. when Joe Biden had the military out in the streets for how long? For months. And the whole city was boarded up because, and lots of businesses just went out of business because the Wuhan Red Death out of Wuhan, China, commies. Did you see the Chinese communists? They built a brand new nuclear submarine, and it was at port, and it sunk. Their own submarine sunk. It sunk to the bottom. What's that? Yeah, it's true. It's supposed to sink. It's designed to sink. Yeah, but not like you're supposed to close the hatches first. You know, when it fills with water, your nuclear power plant doesn't like that. And see Fukushima and your electronics, they don't like that inside their billion-dollar submarine. It sunk. It's not clear whether it was full of people at the time, but there's one thing for certain. The Chinese communists don't care whether it was full of people at the time or not. But in any case, Hurricane Helene made Category 4 before it made landfall. It's the only time we use that turn of phrase, made landfall, made landfall. Hillary Clinton made landfall today. That's when she comes ashore on a boat. We use the same terminology for her because Hurricane Helene and at least three people killed by the hurricane. They're saying 2 million people or more without electricity, no electricity for 2 million people. Atlanta is underwater, which is quite a number of miles inland. As you're probably aware, Virginia has declared a state of emergency because of Hurricane Helene. They should really declare a state of emergency because of vile, vulgar Democrats that flip off their neighbors bright and early in the morning because they don't vote the same way. The party of the Confederate States of America might be breaking away again, but it's gonna look different the next time, I think. Also in the United States, Benjamin Netanyahu, an actual strong leader, an alpha male, who the left resents very much because they suffer from a lot of gender dysphoria, among other things. But Benjamin Netanyahu coming into the United States, I think he's already here, and he's addressing the United Nations General Assembly today. They call it the UNGA, that's the UNGA, because we have to turn everything into an acronym. So the United Nations General Assembly is the UNGA, UNGA Belunga, as they say in New York. Pretty amazing stuff. So he is addressing the UNGA today. Ridiculous name. And Hezbollah continues to attack Israel. And the Democrat Party continues to support the radical Islamic jihadi army, known as the Party of God, Hezbollah, the Party of Allah. Hezbollah has fired at least 30 missiles into Israel today. The Houthis in Yemen, all backed by Iran, Iran backed by the Democrat Party, the Party of War, the Party of Military Industrial Complex, the party that got us into the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and screwed up our intelligence apparatus, getting us into the post-September 11th wars, because were it not for the Democrats and the Bill Clinton Justice Department separating our foreign intelligence, CIA, and our domestic intelligence, FBI, so they couldn't talk to each other, they would have cracked the code, caught the 19 or 20 terrorists and stopped September 11th. So we never would have had the war in Afghanistan and Iraq if not for the Democrats doing what they thought was best. They just couldn't be more wrong if they set out to be more wrong. So Benjamin Netanyahu, a real man, a former commando, not like Joe Biden, not like Kamala Harris. He's coming in and the Democrats hate him. He's in grave danger while he visits New York because of Iran and the Democrats. But what's the difference? Amazing stuff. Yeah, so northern Israel under attack. And by the way, there are Americans still being held hostage by Hamas. And the Democrats are out chanting in the streets and on campuses in favor of Hamas because they're mental. I'm tapping my right temple with the tip of my right index finger repeatedly. They're mental. See what I'm saying here? because that's pretty crazy. Also, a Democrat mayor in New York, we started with a bit of this. Democrat mayor in New York, Eric Adams, was charged. Was he arrested and thrown in jail without bail? Is Kamala looking to raise bail money for him or just for rioting, looters, attacking cops and burning police stations? But Eric Adams, and he says that he was charged by Biden and Kamala Harris's Justice Department because they're racist. That's not really what he said. But what he said might as well. What he did say, it may very well be true. That is that he came out and he spoke up against the Biden-Harris administration flooding New York City with illegal aliens who came into the country illegally and against the law. And when he complained about it, boom, and as President Trump said in our opening soundbite, President Trump said yesterday, he said, yeah, I said a year ago when Eric Adams came out and spoke up against the Biden administration's illegal alien policies, I said he'd be indicted. And Trump right again a year out. Pretty amazing stuff. Also an interesting story. Most Americans, you know, there's the, don't forget to get your new COVID vaccine. It's the updated COVID vaccine for the updated COVID. Is China updating COVID or is the U.S. government updating COVID? They say, oh, it's morphed and now you need a different vaccine and we've got a great new vaccine for you. You know, if you don't mind myocarditis and never being the same again, then go get your most recent, your updated COVID vaccine. Well, this is fun. A majority of Americans are now saying, no, I'm not getting your new vaccine. That's not happening because we don't trust the government anymore in America. And that is a good and healthy thing. But the left does, because the left, they're fascists, they're communists, they're authoritarian, totalitarian. They're statists. They're not the liberty people, the freedom people, the individual rights people. That's not who they are. They're the opposite of that. They are the hobnailed boot of the state. What was the line? Stamping on your face forever. That's what the Democrat Party has become. They're un-American. They're anti-American. Just say it out loud. Say it with me. They're un-American. They're anti-American. They're not democratic. Just a couple of highlights of Democrat Party. Kamala going to the border today, allegedly. We'll see about that. The Biden crime family. The CNN. Did you see CNN talking to the little kids in school, the 10-year-old kids in school? CNN concluded that the Democrats are politicizing and radicalizing their 10-year-old kids to be filled with hatred, and that the Democrat kids are polarizing the situation in grammar school because the Democrats are raising violent criminals. Is that that? If you're a Democrat in particular, we are at 888-630-9625. Maybe you can explain what happened to you.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
As you gear up for our back-to-school time in the fall season, your feet deserve the same level of support they've had throughout all your summer adventures. Introducing Jetify shoes with VersaShock technology. Unlike ordinary brands, Jetify offers superior shock absorption and trampoline-like energy return that can help provide relief from foot pain, knee pain, ankle, even back discomfort. Jetify shoes offer the comfort and versatility your feet crave. My best girl and I use them to hike around the city. Every pair includes two free supportive orthotics and a special lateral stabilizer shown to help improve your stride or run. As a listener to this radio show, enjoy a special back-to-school offer. Visit Jetify.com and get $20 off your order of $100 or more with the code Chris. That's GDEFY.com. And don't forget to use the code Chris for $20 off your order of $100 or more. Step into the fall season with Jetify shoes. Visit Jetify.com today.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrade? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security.
Alarm on.
Our child has autism. He doesn't usually elope, but one day he did, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives.
If I didn't have a home security system, I would have realized way too late he's gone.
Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plan. Smart locks, lights, cameras, and more makes Vivint Home Security the smartest way to protect your family and prevent a tragedy. Vivint is the number one smart home service provider in the U.S. Protection is just a phone call away. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Greg just looking at the big board here, pretty funny. Now, I was just talking about my friend Jim in Dallas, Texas, who had a house go up for sale in his neighborhood. And he got together with his neighbors and everybody said, well, let's all put giant Trump signs and MAGA signs in our front yards. So when the real estate agents come in with potential buyers, the left-wing idiot potential buyers will not move into the neighborhood because they'll be too scared. They might have to self-immolate. Jim was listening on the radio in Dallas, and he just texted a picture of a Trump sign on a front gate, and he texted, and it's working. We have two new couples in our neighborhood, and both have asked for Trump yard signs. There you go, keeping out the riffraff. That sounds like an excellent plan. I think everybody needs to adopt this nationwide. And honestly, if you got a commie neighborhood, you should, you know, like hang babies in your front yard or something like that. Have self-immolating people in your front yard so you know that normal people are not welcome. Isn't that amazing? Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Terry calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Terrence.
Good.
Terry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, come on along now. Yeah. What do you have to tell?
I'm just calling.
Go ahead.
You need to encourage the left to take the vaccination. That way it'll help thin out the left problem.
Talk into your phone.
All right, hold on.
What am I? On speakerphone in line at the Home Depot. Sounds like the Home Depot.
Yeah.
It's got the sound, the distinct echo of Home Depot. So what you're saying, I think, is we need to encourage the left to get their vaccines, to get their new COVID vaccines, because that could lead to positive things.
Thin the population out.
Say again?
That way it'll thin the left out a lot better.
Culling the herd. You know, I think Democrats do better with myocarditis than Republicans do. It's a little-known medical fact. We're going to have to test it out for a couple of years before we have the results of the study, and we're going to have the Department of Justice and the FBI review it. It could take years.
This is the Chris Plant Show. Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, this is Carl in DeBott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Island might be available. He could go there and play Duck Duck Goose with P. Diddy. How's P. Diddy doing? P. Diddy is what do you like to call him, Michael? Diddy or Puffy or Jimmy? What do you call him? He's in the can. What? You betcha. Pretty amazing stuff. So we got that coming up for you. We've got lots of crazy. And I want to get to I want to get to a number of things, actually, on these guys, these people. Can you believe these people? They're kind of hard to believe, aren't they? Womp, womp, womp. man, oh, man. Let's grab one more phone call before we get to audio on Kamala Harris going to the border today at long, long last, way, way too late. Let's go to Stephen, calling from Fairfax County, Virginia. Stephen, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I heard you say in your opening segment that this storm that we're having in the area should be called Hillary, mm-hmm. since they got up to the H's.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not sure that that's actually fair to the storm, because last I heard, the storm had only killed 3 people.
The storm had only killed 3 people, whereas, as every school child knows, Hillary Clinton... what are you implying, Stephen, that Hillary Clinton is responsible for more than 3 deaths throughout her adult lifetime? We don't know about her teen years.
Far be it from me, but you know what the kids say.
What do the kids say?
Well, they don't call it the Hillary body count for nothing.
Yeah, that's right. It's all over Al Gore's amazing internet. Even Al Gore has, I think maybe Al Gore posted some of this stuff because he's no fan of Hillary. But who is? You make a good point, Stephen, that it shouldn't be. Hurricane Hillary would have killed far more people. You know, how many? Just go to Al Gore's amazing internet and do Hillary Clinton body count. And there are thousands of websites that will tick off. Somebody sent me a video the other day, ticked off this person, that person, the next person, the next person. And it was not a complete list by a long stretch. But, Stephen, thank you for your thoughtful contribution. I think you're correct. And we're going to get to the school kids that the Democrats have corrupted. And even CNN was forced to admit that it was the Democrat parents and their Democrat kids that have politically polarized, balkanized the schools in the United States, in New Jersey, in Texas, the little fascists. We were doing this yesterday at Newsmax, as I said on my TV show, and I think we're at the point where the Democrat Party should start wearing armbands. I think we're this close. I'm holding my right index finger a half an inch over my right thumb. We're this close, and the Democrats should really start wearing armbands, put the armbands on the kids, and really, when do they start issuing SKS rifles to all of them? You know, like the rifle used by the Bernie Sanders volunteer James Hodgkinson when he shot Congressman Steve Scalise and tried to commit a mass murder, mass political assassination on that baseball field in Virginia. You know, that was an SKS rifle. And then Creepy Boy that I arrested in the bushes, or after he was in the bushes, at the Trump golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. He had an SKS rifle, too, commie combat rifles, because the left is here. Boy, is the left here. All right, let's get to Kamala going to the border, because after how many, 3.5 years, the border czarina, and now they're yelling at you, she's not the border czarina. Did you see, speaking of which, what the COVID czar in New York, because I had to explain to the liberal on my TV show the other day that, you know, it's not an official title, border czar. It's a kind of an honorary title that is bestowed. We've had drug czars in the federal government for years. They're not really czars. It doesn't say drug czar on their business cards. And the COVID czar in New York, did you see this guy? The COVID czar in New York, he's in hot water, because it turns out during COVID, during the lockdowns, when everybody in New York City was ordered to stay home, he was out at giant orgies. He was out at like monkeypox orgies. And that's okay because he's a Democrat. And they have a lot of sexual issues, a lot of major sexual issues. And they don't know what they're supposed to be doing, or I guess they do for Democrats. So the guy who was the New York City COVID czar, he was fired after leaked pandemic sex party video confession. Sex party video confession. Disgraced ex-New York City COVID czar. But wait a minute, he's not really a czar. He's, no. But if you watch these videos, you might think he's a czarina. Uh-oh. What did he just say? Can't believe that. So a disgraced ex-New York City COVID czar, lefty neighbors and his neighborhood, they don't care about his raunchy sex parties, just their timing, you see. The New York Post reporting the story. Some residents in ex-city COVID czar Jay Varma's lefty Brooklyn neighborhood, they took a break from shooting each other to go pork each other. Kind of amazing stuff. Say that they don't care that he hosted raunchy, drug-fueled sex parties, but, you know, they're upset that it happened during the pandemic because the liberal mind does not work as the mind is designed to work. Isn't that amazing? I'm not here to slut shame, because then where would that end? Really, you'd have to go from the top of the Democrat Party to the bottom. But the people at these parties, these sex parties, were literally spreading COVID more. That's, you know, not to mention monkeypox and a variety of other sexually transmitted infections. Isn't that it? STIs now. Because that's, it's really, it'll always be VD to me. I think you're VD riddled. I don't care if you call them STDs or STIs, whatever they are. You say STI, I think of the Strategic Defense Initiative, but that's me. That's what they're very upset that Park Slope parent Jennifer Valentine told the New York Post, "I'm not here to slut shame. I wonder why." Hey, wait a minute, parent Jennifer Valentine. Why would you not be there to slut shame? I don't know. How many explanations could there be? But the people at these parties were literally spreading COVID more, and that's what she's upset about. Yeah, but and there are videos that have been released now where he's bragging about the sex parties. And let's just say the guy's not exactly George Clooney, right? He's not. his face is kind of like silly putty that's collapsing in the heat. But that doesn't matter because Democrats, you know, they'll beep anything. They just, that's just kind of what they're up to. It's who they are. All right, now let's get to, squeeze that in there? Wanted to squeeze that in there. Let's go to soundbite number one, numero uno, as they say at the Democratic National Committee. Kamala Harris was on MSDNC a couple of nights ago, getting a deep, massage, with lots of oil from P. Diddy's house on MSDNC by a fraud who's not a journalist at all. And Kamala Harris asked about the border.
We do have a broken immigration system, and it needs to be fixed.
It's broken.
And if we take a step back,
it needs to be fixed.
Months ago, some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress came together with others, proposed a border security bill. Donald Trump got word of the bill, realized it was going to fix a problem he wanted to run on, and told him to kill the bill, don't put it up for a vote. And we need a comprehensive plan that includes what we need to do to fortify not only our border, but deal with the fact that we also need to create pathways for people to earn citizenship.
That's called amnesty for millions of people that they just moved into the country. They're flying illegal aliens in over the border by the hundreds of thousands. They're moving Haitians into small communities by the tens of thousands, not their own neighborhoods, you might recognize. They're arresting the illegal alien child rapists where they hang out, Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. And they don't really care because, honestly, what do they care? They're the party of, orgies. I like to call them orgies because that's more fun for me that way. But isn't that amazing? And they've been talking about this comprehensive plan for decades now. They've been in charge of the White House for, 12 of the last 16 years. 12 of the last 16 years. And during many of those years, they also controlled the House of Representatives and the Senate. And it's not just that you're supposed to control everything and then pass bad legislation, which is their want. But you're supposed to work across the aisle with the people representing the rest of the country and come to solutions, offer proposals that work for the country. But this fake comprehensive plan is just more BS, and it's broken. Now, haven't you guys been in charge for almost 4 years now? You're the vice president of the United States. She might not be aware of that because of her low IQ, but that's pretty amazing. And Stephanie Ruhle doesn't follow the news, doesn't know what's in the news. Oh, and this bill that Donald Trump killed. No, it had a giant amnesty provision in it. It funded judges to process millions of people into the country, not to deport. It didn't move people back. There was no remain in Mexico. There was no cooperation from Mexico to slow the tsunami. And Republicans didn't like it because it was a horrible, corrupt, filthy bill done by an anti-American political party called the Democrat Party, and it was designed to cause more harm. Now, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council is a man named Art Del Cueto, and Art Del Cueto is having none of this stuff.
I think it's a little bit too late to come down here. They've ignored it. She talks about a bill about 2 months ago. Well, how about we go 3.5 years ago? They inherited something that was secure. They completely destroyed it. They put policies in place to get rid of what was working. And the chaos that's at the border is because of their causing.
Well, that's straight up true. Art Del Cueto, who again is vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, he's a career border protector, and the Democrats hate him.
President Trump was down here. He reached out to the boots on the ground. He reached out to the National Border Patrol Council. He wanted to get a firsthand, look at what was going on. He went down there. He spoke to the council, which myself included. He went down there with victims of illegal aliens that have committed crimes. He stood there in front of the press for over an hour in 100-plus degree heat. That's what he did. Yeah. So that, you're not going to see that with Kamala Harris.
And Kamala Harris has not been there. She went for a photo op a couple years ago in El Paso, didn't actually go to the border. And the Democrats could care less about the families of people that have been raped and murdered by the illegal aliens that the Democrats, the gang members and the criminals that the Democrats brought into the country. They're not sending their best. Art Del Cueto.
You're going to see the different styles. She's probably going to go down there, take a few pictures by the port of entry, and maybe go down by the line, speak to a few chiefs, and then get out of there. So you're seeing the difference in style, but make no mistake about it. The mess and the chaos that's happening right now, they created it because they did not inherit anything like it.
Yeah, Art tells the truth. The news media doesn't want to hear that because overwhelmingly they're a front group for the Democrat Party. They're not here to tell the truth. They're not here to hold feet to the fire. The news media is, for the most part, here to get Democrats elected to higher office and to go to monkeypox parties in Brooklyn during the COVID epidemic and spread all of the things that they have to spread. None of it is good, by the way. Much of it is curable with antibiotics, thanks to the patriarchy and to Big Pharma, who keep them alive for the next orgy.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Do you know that every 40 seconds someone in the United States has a stroke and that 80% of those cases are preventable? This month is AFib Awareness Month. AFib is short for atrial fibrillation, one of the leading causes of stroke. So now is the perfect time to do something so easy to manage your heart health at home. CardioMobile 6L is a small, medical-grade, personal EKG device that records right to your phone. You get 6 views of your heart and 6 times the data to share with your doctor. And it's FDA-cleared to detect AFib. Now you're probably thinking, who can afford that? The answer is, you can, and it's more advanced than any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. And now, for a limited time, CardioMobile is giving 20% off to all my listeners. Just go to cardia.com, that's K-A-R-D-I-A.com, or Amazon, and use the code 20PLANT, that's 20PLANTE, to get 20% off your CardioMobile 6L, sponsored by AliveCore, Inc.
President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. Mike Huckabee says he's tuning in like millions of Americans. Newsmax is now the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Watch Newsmax on cable, streaming, or on the free Newsmax app. And Newsmax has announced it plans to go IPO soon. For a limited time, eligible investors can even buy preferred shares in Newsmax, and they come with a 7% dividend. Get the details about Newsmax's planned IPO and shares. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. Get Newsmax shares. You can even buy shares with a credit card at NewsmaxInvest.com. Whenever making an investment decision, you should consult your attorney or financial advisor. And investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence regarding investments and for all tax and other risks and obligations. Don't miss out. Find out more at NewsmaxInvest.com today.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366.
Not available in all states.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Yeah, so now Kamala's going to the border for a photo op. The news media will pretend that she's done something brave and significant. But that's because they lie to us all the time. They're just a Democrat Party front group, almost all of them. It's sad. Remarkable. Did you see this Hoda person? I didn't make that. That's her real name. Hoda, she's on the Today Show. She left yesterday, I think. She's 60 years old. She wants to spend more time with her four-year-old daughter. Glad she decided to do that. That ought to work out well for everyone. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Chris calling from Marshall, Virginia. Christopher, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
From the front line of the heartland, sir, and I can attest firsthand knowledge that that does work when you put the Trump signs in the front yard. As a realtor, I can attest to that. We're all very, yeah, believe me, we are the first conservative bastion you hit when you go westbound in America. Fauquier County. It's where it starts, baby. Anyway, we're all very excited because, you know, I'm putting 3-1 odds that, Gondola debuts her new Latinx accent down at the border today.
Ganja.
What do you think?
Ganja. That's fun.
Gondola. Not Kamala, not Kamila or whatever. I honor her Jamaican accent, or her Jamaican heritage by referring to her as Gondola. That plus the fact that she's been stoned for 4 years straight,
which might explain a lot, I suppose.
Mr. Planty, if your adolescent child sat down at the dinner table and started rambling on like she does. How quickly would you hand the kid a urine cup and point at the bathroom?
You know, that's a perfectly valid point. It really is. And if she were in high school, if she were a student, yeah, they'd have to bring her into the principal's office or something. That's great. Now, Chris, have you gotten that? Have you gotten
her inability to stop laughing and the rambling and the blank stares?
Yeah.
She's stoned, man.
Seems like a super stoner to me. You know, her Jamaican father became very upset with her, apparently, when she was talking about smoking dope and then, you know, putting
people... He's not happy with her at all, yes, sir.
Yeah, and I think he lives in Washington, D.C., and the media can't find him anywhere because, you know, they're a house of ill repute. Now, let me ask you this. Have you gone out to vote to engage in early voting? To vote for all the right people, because, you know, you gotta come out, you gotta vote against Vindman, right? Gotta vote against Vindman.
Am I a patriot? Of course I have. I did on the first day available. I actually went down and saw Corey and Vince.
Vince,
I vote in Fauquier County. And
I heard about that. So. Gotta vote for Derek Anderson and against this Eugene Vindman creep. And you gotta vote for Hung Cao for the United States Senate. Who is a great, great American.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.